a morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
Good morning, world.
This song is forever changed in my mind thanks to the interview with the Royal Royal yesterday.
And their slick harmonies.
Gosh, so good. If you don't know what I'm talking about, mystaticradio.com. Check out the podcast. We had a good show yesterday. We got a good week ahead of us.
A big week.
Did you see these dollar sign glasses yes. that somebody left for us?
Glasses.
Coming up tomorrow, one day away, our share-a-thon. So this time tomorrow, I'll be going, hey, call us.
Mm-hmm.
We need your support. So be praying about it. Tomorrow is a big day. We are looking for 100 new Klingons. So a Klingon is somebody who donates $30 a month to this ministry and says, hey, I love you guys.
And it might sound crazy, but it's totally attainable.
Yeah. Yeah. We got some cool stuff. I'm really excited. Most importantly, we just want people to get the ministry, to latch on to the vision, to understand what we're doing. And if that's you, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself.
Prepare. Prepare. It's going to be a fun one. And these two guys that you're listening to right now are going to be working from 6 to 6.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Wednesday through Friday.
A little crazy, but you know what? It's worth it.
Yeah, we'll have a good time.
Static.
Morning, guys. Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew, why are you coming in so strong?
It's just one of those days, guys.
I get it.
Today's actually, I have a very important announcement this morning for the Hawks out there at Volcano.
Well, you gotta wait.
Uh-oh.
It's a yearbook. It's a yearbook announcement. You might want to find like graduation music or something like celebration.
Oh, thanks, man. Okay. I like how you're calling these shots now. It's nice. Sometimes all people need is a leader.
I really wish I was prepared for this. I'm gonna have to put you on hold.
Go ahead, Steve.
Okay. Sorry, man. Hold on just a second. Okay.
That's all right.
All right.
Back in the atmosphere, drop Jupiter in her head. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Back like summer and walk like rain. Reminds me that there's the time to change, Matthew. Since the return on the stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she speaks like Doug. Lights off, baby.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm here.
You're still there? Okay, good. Sorry, man. Had to take care of some business real quick. So it's good. So I found the theme song. I found a good one. So you ready?
All right.
Okay.
Yeah,
sorry, we had to put you on hold so long.
Sorry.
No, that's all right, guys. That's all right.
Sorry, man.
Okay, man. All right. Here we go. Ready? And 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, guys. This information is for your book, The Volcano Vista. Those who have pre-purchased their yearbooks in advance, please bring your receipt and your school ID with you.
Yeah.
They are going to be available for pickup today during lunch in the ROTC room. Freshmen, if you know where the ROTC room is, you know where the wrestling room is.
I know.
Go down the hall from the wrestling room and make a right at the end of the hall and go all the way down and you will find the ROTC room. Girls, go through B hall. Once you go through the door of the B hall and make a left, go down the hall to the wrestling room. Once you get going through those doors, go all the way into that same hallway and make a right. Again, those who still need a pre-purchase or order your book, you can purchase one at pickup for a nominal fee.
Ooh, a nominal
fee. Prices will be announced today during announcements during your second hour class. Remember, guys, today is EOCs. We are operating over C-Day. So, hey, keep it going, guys. Let's all keep going, Hawk. We're almost done. We just got 2 more days of this stuff to go, and this year's almost coming to an end. I also want to extend my congratulations and appreciation for the class of 2014. You guys did an awesome job throughout high school, and now we're proud to have you guys graduating from Volcano.
Good job.
Yeah.
Congratulations, guys.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, and actually, you know what, Steve-O, yesterday, remember I said I was wearing my paintbrush on your...
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's funny. The other day, I had ran into a couple of my fans over at Volcano near my locker because they had spit on the air. I'm wearing my red sagebrush lanyard, and I was wearing it at lunch.
Yeah.
And they're like, Matthew Melger? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, we heard you on the air. I'm like, oh, wow.
Amazing.
Mr. Famous Man.
Making
sense. Yes, and I got their names. And this morning, I have to give it out to Jasmine and Jacob. And Volcano Vista High. They wanted me to give them a shout out this morning over the live air.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Matthew, aren't we 11 days into your birthday?
Yes, we are, guys. Yes, wow. We are. I'll be 15.
15 years old.
They're calling it Matthew Watch 2014.
Yeah, pretty much. So.
Yeah. Hey, guys, can I get a song request this morning?
Sure, man.
Yes.
You guys have anything by Circus Survive?
Wow, yes. Circus Survive.
Yes, and Matthew, I want to put that song, you guys picked this 2018 by them. Yep, Jasmine and Jacob and Volcano Vista High from me, your friend, Matt from Albuquerque.
From me to you and you to me. Back and forth again.
You're funny, Steve.
There you go, buddy.
You're funny.
Have a great day, Matthew.
Bye, Matthew.
You as well. Bye, guys.
That guy. That guy, this band.
Wow, 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 wow.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo.
Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news, I'm totally prepared.
Doug, I didn't even know this was in here. I love you.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Pope Francis made two Pope saints.
Wait, what?
Former popes.
Wow.
That's a big deal in the Catholic Church.
Yeah?
So there you go. If you're Catholic and you're listening, thanks for listening, number one. Number two, what a big deal! NASA reports that it's discovered the coldest star ever. It's called... Kirsten Stewart.
Oh.
The star, and it never smiles. It just struggles. That girl looks like she is in a perpetual state of struggle.
Yeah.
Like
pain,
emotional.
Like agony.
I think that hashtag, the struggle is real, is about her face trying to smile. Oh, man, the struggle's real. I'm going to tweet that. Don't you tweet that, anybody else. Speaking of Twitter, that's funny. I'm going to tweet a picture of her and say, the struggle is real.
Wooly's going to beat you to it.
Wooly?
You're just going to have to favorite hers.
Oh, it's going to pop up on my phone. It's official. George Clooney really is engaged to a lady. I think she's a bit younger than him, but the thing was, nobody thought he was ever going to get engaged.
Ever.
Like Doug.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Doug's married, everybody. The New York Times reported on a woman. Oh, weird. Who she wanted to undergo surgery in order to better fit into designer shoes.
Okay.
Because nowadays, shoes are more important.
Shoes.
Than yourself. Shoes.
Shoes.
Shoes. Guys, I watched Frozen last night.
Dude, you...
Proud of it.
You moved out.
I'm proud of it.
You got your own digs.
Oh, you're changing, man.
You've changed.
Nah, the funny thing is, I'm actually totally living up to who I've always been.
Yeah.
A Disney freak.
You rented like 7 movies yesterday. You sat on your couch for hours.
I
tried to invite you over.
I know, thank you.
You didn't want to watch wrestling.
I'm coming over tonight to watch S.H.I.E.L.D.
I'm gonna be honest, Doug, you got to write a dissertation of why it's acceptable for my children to watch that, because Chrissy let us. We watched about half of the Usos match, and then she made us turn.
Yeah, it sounds like if I would have come over to watch wrestling, I wouldn't have been able to watch much wrestling.
She was bored to tears, and then the creepy Wyatt guys came out, and there were a bunch of children singing an old school hymn, very creepy
style.
Yeah,
what's up with that?
And my wife said, nope!
This is stupid.
Turn it off. We said, but Chrissy, I don't want to turn it off. It's wrestling, and when I was there as young, I watched it because Hulk Hogan was my hero. And she said, turn it off. And I said, okay, I'll turn it off.
I'm sorry. You know what? If you're a fan of classic Disney movies, I'm going to say this. Frozen is just as good as those.
Ugh.
It's crazy. It's crazy how good that movie is.
I refuse to believe
it. Have you seen it, Doug?
I refuse.
It's crazy. And I know that we disagree about this, but that song, the songs in that movie are so good. The music is like, dang, somebody's making money off this right now.
Yeah.
It's the number one all-time animated movie, or the number one animated movie of all time now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is
crazy. It's crazy, and it's a good one.
Just wait till Incredibles 2 comes out.
Oh, do you remember that day we were... Yeah, oh my gosh. Do you remember that day we were driving to work and we heard those guys talking and they were like, well, now Frozen's just trying to... It's taking away the focus from male and female to female and female.
Yeah.
Those guys were morons. Because all of a sudden you're not supposed to love your sister unconditionally.
Right.
Like your family sister, your blood sister.
Yeah.
Man. After that, and then the coolest part, the thing that changes everything is when one of the characters realizes that unconditional love is what changes everything.
Yeah, Sam Swan said it's like gospel.
And like it will thaw the ice.
Right.
You know.
It'll melt your heart.
Quote unquote. And it was like, man, this is... It's a Disney movie. I'm watching it by myself. I got two cats.
I wish unconditional love would have melted the ice that was about to hit a
that was
ship and
that
sink
was
it.
Conditional love.
Because I guess so. Then Jack and Rose, obviously, it was just this conditional thing.
Mm-hmm.
He just wanted to draw her naked. And,
yeah, it
and,
was conditional.
And so,
you take away the boat.
Yeah.
You take away the forbidden romance element, and I bet Jack and Rose probably wouldn't have even cared about each other.
Well, yeah, then you take away Rose and replace her with Juliet, and you've got Romeo and Juliet.
There it is. Straight up.
Boom!
Boom. All right, back to the news.
Okay, sorry, my bad.
Survey from the UK indicates that men hang on to their nasty old underwear 7 years before buying new ones. And we said
I wore these in honor. Look.
Yes.
Look, the elastic's like
I
just
want
worn
you to know that I found...
I just showed you my undies.
I found three pair of underwear yesterday that I've had since college.
Yes!
I went to college in 2001.
Take that, cleanliness!
And I've still got those underwear.
They're cleanly. I wash them.
I'm not letting them go.
No, never let
them go. Talk about unconditional love.
Yeah, see, Frozen doesn't know everything. Don't let them go.
Let it go.
Nope.
Let it go.
Don't do it. Keep them forever.
Woo! Woo! North Korean leader Kim Jong-un told his military officers that his goal is to be able to beat the U.S. military onto the battlefield. To which the world and the internet replied, yeah, right. Good luck, friend.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. Doug told us yesterday that that big battleship they built in Iran, the big American model they said was, they were using for a movie, they're actually going to blow it up.
It's a sign of protest against us.
Okay.
That's cool. Please, that's waste all your missiles.
Yeah, waste all your money on blowing that thing up. That's cool. And by now, everyone's heard about the horrible racist comments made by NBA Los Angeles Clipper owner Donald Sterling. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculousness.
For realsies.
So, I think we all know, I mean, I read some quote yesterday. Oh, it was actually from Obama, believe it or not. And he said he loves it when people say stuff like that because he doesn't have to do anything. All they have to do is talk and they show the world how much
right.
of an idiot they are.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to do anything.
President.
President. WTVA-TV in Tupelo, Mississippi. This is the channel that I watched growing up. Had to evacuate the studio and head to the basement in the middle of their tornado coverage Monday afternoon as a large, violent tornado barreled towards the city. Did you see this video?
I didn't see the video,
Straight
no.
Straight up.
I just saw stuff that Seth and Hannah had posted on...
Let me tell you, this weather guy, his name, what's his name, Matt Lambeau or something like that? He wasn't there when I used to live there, but he's newer. That dude is legit, and I'll tell you why. The tornado, and check this out, everyone. Yes, I am from Tupelo, Mississippi.
Yeah.
I have a lot of family there. Coon from Waverly still there. Our first drummer Trey is still there. Seth's family is there, and Hannah's family. Hannah is Seth's wife. But luckily, I don't think there were any injuries at all. There were definitely no deaths, but there is so much damage.
Yeah.
So pray for, like, literally places that I used to go hang out in are gone from this earth. They're gone. So please pray for Tupelo, for Arkansas.
Yeah.
Jackson, Mississippi, where my other sister lives, the tornado missed their house and hit the house across the street.
Wow.
So it's crazy how those, we don't have them out here at all.
Yeah.
Really. Well, maybe once in a blue moon, but Yeah, they're crazy. That's the worst tornado Tupelo's had since, I think, 1936.
Gosh!
Where a tornado hit and dumped the entire town into the lake.
Wow.
Which was nuts, but...
But it was 1936. Things were probably built a little differently back then.
Yeah, it was more of a shanty town, I think. The shanty town part of Tupelo. But anyway, yeah, this weather guy, it's legit what he does. Like, they're reporting. They go to the outside camera, and it's just shaking, and you can't see anything, and there's, like... And then he goes, everybody to the basement right now. And he just stands there, and he keeps reporting. He's like, go, get to the basement, get to the... And then the feed cuts.
Wow.
And then it comes back, and he's like, basement! You know, and he's... It was cool, because he's, like, telling... He's saving people. He's like, go to the basement, because that studio is right where the tornado hit. So pretty crazy. The funny thing is, anytime there was a severe storm or a tornado, it would always hit on that side of town, and this time it actually, like, touched down, which is just nuts. I'm so thankful because my dad works on that side of town. He's safe. Coon's mother-in-law and father-in-law are safe. They weren't home when the tornado hit, so be in prayer for my hometown, Tupelo, Mississippi. That's also where Elvis is born, so if you care about Elvis, pray for his hometown. I'm just kidding. I'm roping everybody in.
I know, right?
I'm roping everybody in. Pray for Tupelo. Like, millions of dollars of damage.
Oh, yeah.
It's
crazy. I saw the photos yesterday. It was crazy.
If you want to see photos, look up, I think it's hashtag Tupelo Tornado or hashtag Pray for Tupelo.
Okay.
You can see tons of stuff. It's pretty nuts. Speaking of disasters, video released on Monday by the South Korean Coast Guard shows what appears to be a 69-year-old Captain Lee Jun-suk abandoning the sinking ferry before other passengers. I don't know if we've even talked about this ferry thing. He was later arrested on suspicion of negligence and abandoning people. Other crew members were also arrested. The thing with the ocean, if you're a captain, you go down with the ship.
Yep.
It's an age-old... I mean, it's in all the old books.
We were talking Titanic.
Yeah.
We saw that.
Yeah.
He went down.
Captain goes down with the ship because the buck stops with you.
Yeah.
You are the one. Yeah. And this guy, no. This guy was a jerk. And tons of people died. But not him, because he made it out. Ridiculous. A New Brunswick, Canada family has won two lottery prizes worth $1 million each within the past 5 months. Denise Richard and her brother Roger claimed the first prize in December. Then on April 9th, it happened again. This time, the ticket belonged to Richard's mother, Evangeline. And I want to cut breaking news short, because today is someone's birthday, and we need to call them.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Sorry, Doug. We're jumping away. We've got to make a very special phone call. You got it? Do you want me to get it?
I got it.
Okay.
Got it. Right. Yeah.
Boom.
Guys, this is exciting.
This is exciting. Today, one of our favorite people, your best friend.
Mm-hmm. Me and this guy have been best friends since college. We met on the very first day of college.
Your oldest friend, your dearest friend.
Maybe not oldest friend, but...
Your bestest friend.
Mr. Dave Stovall. We're going to call him and wish him a birthday today because it's a special day.
Yeah, lead singer at Waverly.
I love him. You love him.
I do love him. Yeah.
But we don't want to miss it.
We don't.
Want to celebrate his day with him.
Absolutely.
Maybe he'll pick up the phone.
Hello.
Happy birthday!
Dave! We're so excited. Today's your birthday.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Love you.
I'm afraid you're a day late.
Wait.
What?
My birthday was yesterday.
Shut up!
No, it wasn't.
Your best friend told me it was today.
No, man.
April 28th?
April 28th, man.
It's the 29th.
Every year.
Nope. Not this year. This year it was the 29th. So I got a memo.
Dave?
I was sure this year it was going to be a day after.
Are you sure?
Are you sure? Do you need to...
I'm positive. Check the Facebooks, man. Of course I'm sure.
No, I'm not on Facebook, so I don't know. My only source of knowledge for your birthday is your best friend.
I don't need Facebook because I'm your best friend. I know it's the 29th. It's been like this since at least 1983, right?
That was good. You know the year. You got the year right.
Magical. I know. Are you serious? Yesterday was your birthday?
Yesterday was my birthday.
Dang it.
All day.
But the tornadoes were yesterday. That's no way to celebrate.
Yeah. The people that didn't wish me happy birthday, that's what I chalked up to. I was like, well, you know, there's tornadoes. So.
Oh, man.
Dave. Happy late birthday.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the call. And the Dave. I feel like I should, like, do something when you guys are chanting that. I was like, looking around, like, what can I jump off of while they're chanting my name?
Gosh, it's so great. Oh, man, I'm sorry we missed your birthday.
Sorry.
That's all good, man.
How was it?
That's what you get when you're best friends with me.
How was your birthday?
Forgotten birthday.
It was great.
And regret. Lots of regret.
What's funny is, like, the birthday activity took place before and after our birthday. Like, yesterday was pretty chill.
Oh,
everybody
really?
Was working, but I was off. I was like, I'm going to sit on my balcony and read. That's how old I am.
Man.
And I was, like, so happy to do it.
Gosh, I don't even know what to do now.
I know what to do.
Okay, you know what to do?
Buy me a present, that's what you do.
No, Dave, not buy you. Broke.
I'm broke.
He's broke. He can't. He just moved out. Broke. He's got his own place now.
I heard. Dave. I've seen pictures of, well, didn't you send a picture of your cat?
Yeah.
Because it's the same thing as my cat.
Of Beans.
Yeah. You sent him a picture of his cat, but didn't send him happy birthday wishes on his birthday?
What are you talking about, man? I was going to call him on his birthday today. And then I was wrong about it.
Fail!
Beans is the new cat.
Yeah.
And he looks just he looks just like Dave's cat, Rafa.
Gosh.
They look so much alike.
Rafa.
I like your cat, Sweet Beans. Sweet Beans?
Sweet Beans. Sweetie.
Cool Beans.
Sweetie.
Cool Beans.
Diet Coke.
Cool Beans.
Diet Coke. Sweet Beans. Sweetie.
I try to tell people about that character, but nobody gets it.
Nobody
gets it. Like, Matt has his character. Matt is so funny. He's so cool.
Thanks, man. It's not my birthday either.
It's not my birthday either.
Hey, Dave, good news. They moved out, so that means we have a guest room now. And so anytime you guys are ready, you know.
All right, deal. That's what I'm talking about.
Come on out
here. I was talking about yesterday.
We can start becoming best friends. I'll write this day down. I'll never forget. April 29th is not your birthday.
Thanks. It's your unbirthday. I'm bad, man. I'm
happy birthday to you. To you.
I'm bad, man. I'm birthday
to you.
To you.
To you.
I'm bad, man. I'm birthday to you.
I like that.
Oh, see, we're just making up for the fact that we suck at remembering real people's birthdays.
Nah.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
Dave,
my brother did that to my mom 1 year.
Really?
Yeah, we called each other the day after. We were talking at the end of it. I was like, hey, did you call mom yesterday? He was like, no. And we had both called her like the day before.
Oh.
It doesn't count.
Doesn't count. So today doesn't count?
Nope.
Oh.
That we were going to, since it's not his birthday, I'm not going to ask him if Waverly will get back together. Because if it was his birthday, I was going to, that's the present
that's
I was going to give
birthday.
Him. I was going to say, you got to do
that
it all.
A good
you
got to.
Waverly, get back together.
Now it's not going to happen. No,
okay.
It's not his birthday.
It's not going to happen now because it's day late.
This is going to be on VH1 Behind the Music when you guys are like in your 50s and be like, well, there was a time where we really thought we were getting back together and we were really prepared. And I just started thinking about it and I felt like it was happening. And then my best friend, Mateo, decided to call me the day after my birthday. He forgot that my birthday was actually the 28th.
It's a sad story.
It is a sad story. Man, and that was the end. We thought
this is like Saturn, City of Angels.
And
man.
Here I am. And here I am caught in the middle.
Stop it.
Because
we're not doing this game again.
If we just have one more try, then we can praise in the door.
See?
But if we take it like this, that yesterday was your birthday, but really it's an endless day. Today could still be your birthday.
What?
Oh my God. Somebody made, you know, people make funny jokes about our song titles all the time. Everybody says a caught in the middle one.
Yeah.
The other day, somebody said one that was generally funny and clever.
What'd they
say? I was talking about how I was like, I'm writing new music, and I just want to, like, see what kind of doors, you know, God opens up, and then whatever door he opens up, I'll walk through it. And he goes, maybe a praise and a door. That's pretty good, right? Like, I genuinely laughed at it and said, nobody's ever said that. That was really good.
Was that Bradley?
That's good.
Bradley Savage?
No, that was Jason McAnally.
Oh, gosh. Jason McAnally.
McAnally. Yeah, dude.
All right.
Happy. Well, thanks for the call, guys.
Happy
I'm
on
so
birthday.
Pumped up.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm going to go find something to, like, hide or jump off of right now. You know, change my name.
Change your name.
Here's the thing, Daverly. Normally, people are already pumped up for the birthday. So what we wanted to do was purposely miss your birthday and call you a day late.
I feel like that.
So that today would be just as special because April 29th, who needs it?
I don't need it.
Dave needs it. Dave needs it.
Who needs it? You.
You need it. You need it.
I'm the only one who needs it.
It's
you.
Oh, it's you. It's you, buddy.
It's you.
All right. Well, we got to get back to other people's birthdays that are actually today.
Well, appreciate it, guys. You all have a good one.
You
Bye.
Too, buddy. Love you.
All right. Love
you.
Y'all.
Bye.
Wow. So,
friendship is a very complicated thing.
It is. It seems that way, especially when you move halfway across the country.
You can't remember
you're not
everything
with them anymore.
It's just impossible. I don't know when my birthday
Hey,
is.
Write this down. July 16th. That's my birthday.
Doug's
July,
birthday. Got it.
July 16th.
Love you, Doug.
Yes.
I'll celebrate
write it down,
your birthday.
Keep it. Okay. Are we ready for birthdays?
Yes.
Oh, Doug, help us. Save us. There he is. Oh, man.
Hello.
Good hey, morning, Doug.
I've never been so scared to press that button as I was just right now.
Glad you're here.
Me
glad
too.
I'm glad that thing's working.
Hey, Doug, will you write it down? July 16th, that's my birthday?
Yes. He knows his own birthday.
Okay. All right. I have this double thing where my friends decided they wanted me to be broke in August. So,
hey, man.
This character and Joey's birthday are a day apart. So
Somebody else's is then, too.
The worst. It's the worst.
My birthday, my wedding anniversary, and my wife's birthday are all 3 weeks, within 3 weeks of each other.
Nuts.
Man. Yep. All right, well, today is April 29th, 2014, day 119. There are 246 days remaining. There's some big-time birthdays this morning.
Ooh,
Not Dave.
Never forgetting this.
Here we go.
Okay.
If it opens.
Okay.
All right, first up.
Ooh. Warren Buffett.
Convicted swindler.
Martha Stewart.
Bernard Madoff.
Oh.
Okay. What'd she make off with? Money.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha! Bernard made off with money.
Okay.
Anybody? Right?
Isn't that the husband? That's a he.
Yeah.
Made off with money is the joke. Who cares if it was a he or a she? In this world of bent morality, who cares if it was a he or she?
But he didn't
made off with money.
No, he didn't.
He's a criminal.
Jail. He didn't made off with it.
He had to have gotten like. At some point, he made off with money so he could get put in jail.
That was a really good joke.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. Bernie Madoff.
62.
No. 75.
76.
Ah! Oh my gosh, so close.
My powers.
So close.
Next up. Here's the story. She
Peter
played
Brady.
Jan Brady.
Jan Brady. Don't know her real name. In the movie or the...
In the television show.
Oh, really don't know.
Eve Plum.
Eve Plum. Okay, which one was Jan? Was that the middle
Plum
girl?
Plum, ridiculous.
She's
Marcia,
oldest.
Marcia. Oh, yeah, Marcia was the oldest.
Wait.
Because the little girl
yeah,
was...
Yeah, Jan's in the middle.
What was the...
Cindy.
Cindy Brady was the little one.
Okay. Jan was the lamest one.
Stop it.
She was.
She's 53.
She was the lamest one.
I feel like she's 53.
57.
She is 56 years old today.
Oh, my gosh. You've been off by one twice. That's hilarious because you were off by one day.
Dang it!
Dan Patrick.
No, former tennis pro. He has a sweet pair of Nikes.
Pete McEnroe.
Named after him.
Johnny McEnroe.
Andre Agassi.
Yes.
Andre Agassi?
He has a sweet pair of Nikes named after him? Huh.
Yeah. They're like super expensive.
Of course they're expensive.
You said Nike.
50.
Andre Agassi today is 48.
He is 44.
Oh, okay.
I thought he was going to say 49.
Gosh.
All right, next up. She made her film debut in 1980 in The Hollywood Nights, but she first garnered mainstream attention with her breakout performance in Scarface. Her greatest commercial success was Batman Returns. What Lies Beneath?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
And Hairspray, yes.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yes.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Other films include Lady Hawk, Into the Night, The Witches
Lady
of
Hawk.
Eastwick, Married to the Mob, Tequila Sunrise, The Age of Innocence, Wolf, Dangerous Minds, and I Am Sam.
Does anyone remember Lady Hawk?
He just said, I am Sam, and I am sad.
Yeah,
because
that movie
was crushingly sad.
Yeah.
Woo!
Come on, anyone? Lady Hawk?
Nope. Nope.
Rutger Hauer?
What is that?
Ferris Bueller?
I remember Ferris Bueller.
What's his name? Matthew Broderick?
Yes.
He was like this little monk kid, right? And he had to take care of Michelle Pfeiffer because a witch or somebody cursed their love. Because it was like
they love.
Rutger Hauer and what's her name? Michelle Pfeiffer.
I don't know her name.
And Michelle Pfeiffer during the day was a hawk.
No.
And at night, she turned back into a lady as the sun set.
I feel like you just made this up right
Rutger
now.
Rutger Hauer
it sounds like
was a dude during the night.
No.
And then during the day, he was a wolf. And like in that moment when the sun was about to set, they would swoosh, and they would see each other as human for like a split second, and then... make it never.
I think this was an episode of Adventure Time.
I'm serious. It's real life.
It sounds to me like you need to go to church and get saved, son.
Anyways, Lady Hawk.
Hey,
it's probably a terrible movie.
How old is Michelle Pfeiffer?
You tell me.
No, dang it. I tried to get him so much.
Oh, that was pretty good.
66.
Michelle Pfeiffer's not 66.
I don't know how old she is.
She's 50.
She is 56.
Oh, okay.
You guys were so close.
We are so close.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes.
Boom!
Oh, today's Jerry's birthday?
Yep.
Oh, that was so easy. And I
and
was.
And you know how we celebrate?
I was looking up what?
We make jokes about nothing all day.
Oh, hey.
And then Kramer comes in, blah! Like my dad.
And then we eat pretzels and we just sit here and say, these pretzels are making me thirsty.
Yep.
Hey, look, IMDb. Navarre and Isableu have a curse. That the bishop placed on them that causes one to be a wolf during the night and Isabu to be a hawk during the day.
Abby!
Aha! They have to take out...
Duck.
They have to take out the bishop.
It's made up.
Jerry so Seinfeld.
It's real!
He's 49.
It's real! He is 51.
He is 60.
Oh!
Whoa, dude.
Good timing, though.
This
I like
next,
your timing on that.
This next one, Steve-O has... regularly said that this man is the greatest actor.
Keanu Reeves.
No.
Oh.
There's another man.
Mel Gibson.
Wait. Am I serious? Is it like a serious moment then?
Oh, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I put my straw in your milkshake and I drink it up.
I think it's amazing that we both immediately were like, Keanu Reeves. Oh, you meant seriously. Sorry, I say a few things
Daniel
seriously.
Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
One of the most incredible actors
the
of our
best.
Time.
Yeah, I think he's the greatest.
If not the.
He is the greatest, man. Gosh! Last of the Mohicans! Stay alive!
How old is he?
No matter what occurs, I will find you. Yeah, right? Acting. That was acting.
I thought that I was in peril.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've got to stay alive.
Yeah, no matter what occurs. It's a good movie. Okay, Daniel Day-Lewis is timeless. Therefore, it's really hard to distinguish his age.
I don't know.
Old and young alike. Daniel Day-Lewis is... How old was Michelle Pfeiffer? 56?
Yes.
I'm going to say he's 53.
61.
He is 57.
Oh! Hey, good guessing, though.
That was.
Daniel Day-Lewis, man.
Next
John
up.
John Travolta!
No.
Samuel L. Jackson!
Early roles in films such as Dangerous Liaisons.
John Malkovich!
Pulp Fiction.
No.
The Truth About Dogs and Cats. Batman and Robin.
Oh, she was married to Ethan Hawke.
Hysterical
Uma
Blindness.
Thurman!
Yes!
Kill
Uma Bill.
Thurman!
Yes.
Yeah! What's up now? Y'all thought I didn't know, but I did. What's up now?
Oh, man.
Has anybody ever written a rap song called What's Up Now?
I'm sure. Because that's easy to rhyme.
What's up now? What's up now? You thought I didn't know, but I did. What's up now?
Uma Thurman is 48.
47.
She is 44.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, Uma.
On the last birthday this morning.
Wait.
Oh my gosh.
Wilson Phillips. Carney Wilson. I got it right. Oh my gosh. Just play the song, Doug. I know this pain.
Why do you lock yourself up in these chains?
That's good. Carney Wilson.
No one can change your life except for you.
He's 40.
Never let anyone
I refuse
you.
To sing this song because I'll no. just sing the whole song.
Open your heart and your mind.
There's a reason I saved this for last.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta get an H before it hits the chorus, or I'm lost.
You're lost, friend.
Oh no!
Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye. Tell them, baby, are you gonna let them hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know? Things will change. Things will go your way if you hold on.
Okay, she's 45. That's what. No, she's older. She's older than that.
For one more day, things will go your way.
She's 50. Bow. Today's the 50th.
Wilson Phillips is 48.
She is 46.
Oh, sorry. Carney.
And we'll do just one date.
She doesn't have just a real name. Date. Her name is Wilson Phillips.
On this day.
On this day in what year?
What is this incredible song?
A wrecking crane began tearing down the Berlin Wall, the historic Brandenburg Gate. The wall had divided East and West Berlin since August 1961.
1990.
That was a good year, Doug.
It was a good year.
Today is International Dance Day.
Mm.
It is Zipper Day.
Okay, Zipper that's important.
Today is one day without shoes. Go without shoes on one day without shoes to show your awareness and support of those who don't have access to such simple but important piece of clothing. And it is Shrimp Scampi Day.
All right. Let's go without shoes today.
Okay. No.
Okay. But it's awareness.
No.
Okay. I just feel like...
Today. No, okay. I don't care what you feel like. All
right.
The heart is deceitful above all things, jerk. And the feet are stinkiest above all things.
Truth. Truth. Hashtag truth.
How's your
T-R-U-F. F? Two Fs.
Do it.
Truth.
Do it.
That's truff.
Do it.
That's not truth.
I don't know.
Who spells these things?
I don't.
Okay. Coming up, some number one gun. We got the Black Keys. We got a lot. It's New Music Tuesday. We'll get to the question of the day. We got one more pair of tickets to give away for Toby Mac Skillet Lecrae. Your final opportunity before our big fundraiser. So there you go. All that and more right here on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static Radio.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
We need a game, he says. And then he hits the traffic button.
While it's traffic
That's
time.
Your game. Your game is traffic.
My game is traffic.
And it's unexpected timing. Even though this is when I do it every day. That's and right. I just forget.
Yeah.
Guys, we got a stalled vehicle. I-25 North at... Is it Lead or Lead Avenue?
Lead.
At Lead Avenue, exit 224, stalled vehicle, so watch out for that. Also over at Tramway, all the way from Candelaria and Manal. Between those two roads, bridge repair. So the right lane's closed, and it's going to be slow. Also, I-25 in Paseo, construction, morning traffic, that's your look at it. Blah.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. I am minorly freaking out right now.
Why?
Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, and Carrie Fisher were all spotted together in London this week.
I read that. Also, I read reportedly Han Solo has a huge role in this first movie.
You know he wanted to die, right?
Yes.
Did you know that? And originally he was going to.
Yeah.
He was supposed to.
Well, I think he's going to be getting his wish in this new one.
I think so, too. I don't want him to!
I know, but...
This is how long is it, like 20 years after the, or 30 years after the?
I feel like it's got to be 30 years. Return of the Jedi came out in 1983.
No, but I mean in the story.
I think they did that on purpose, though. Like, so I think it is because it's been 30 years.
Wow.
So they're going to say 30 years.
So cool.
Because it'll look normal.
That they're going to be in it. Oh my goodness. I'm so glad they're making these, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that George Lucas is only loosely involved, because I think J.J. Abrams is going to do a great job.
Yeah.
And I think we're actually going to get some cool Star Wars movies. Maybe even as magical as the old ones. I don't know.
Speaking of cool movies, there's this trend going on right now, and it's kind of freaking me out. This Friday, a movie we're,
oh my gosh,
excited for.
Oh, today. Oh, man, I'm so excited.
Well, check this out. It opens this Friday, Amazing Spider-Man 2. But you can already pre-order it on Blu-ray.
Yeah, I saw that with that Jamie Foxx head thing.
Yeah.
That doesn't really look like Jamie Foxx.
No, it's like 3 discs in his neck. Comes with a Jamie Foxx electro bust.
Did you... Oh, maybe we should save this from Comics Corner. But did you see the comments made by Avi Arad about Spider-Man hooking up with the Avengers?
Oh, no. What'd he say?
He said if it was going to happen, the story would have to be Spider-Man-centric, and he would have to be the star of the movie. To which I kind of say, I don't know, man.
Right.
How are you
going to
throw Andrew Garfield in a movie with Robert Downey Jr., with Chris Evans now?
Yeah.
Go watch Winter Soldier and tell me Chris Evans isn't an incredible actor. ScarJo, Samuel L. Jackson, come on.
Chris Evans is...
He stepped it up for Winter
Soldier. Incredible, yeah.
And so, I'm not saying Andrew Garfield's not a great character, but I don't know. Like, that kind of disappointed me. It's like, how selfish are you going to be, Abby Arad?
Yeah.
You're the main reason that anything in the Marvel Universe, if it's a movie, you're the reason it sucks.
It seems a little comical.
He's the reason that Venom was in Spider-Man 3, and that movie got ruined.
I don't want to talk about it. Speaking of ruining things, Amazon... they're pre-ordering, you know, for this Amazing Spider-Man, and people have already put in reviews for it.
Yeah.
For this Jamie Foxx electro
bus. It looks stupid.
Here's one.
Let me hear it.
For years, I have longed for a DVD case that didn't just scream practical. I wanted a case that was unique, unreasonably space-occupying, and could handily double as the finishing touch on my wedding cake.
Amen.
At last, I have found such a case. My fiance originally balked when I told her I was pre-purchasing the Blu-ray sequel to a wholly unnecessary reboot of a 10-year-old film sight unseen, but when I carefully explained to her it came ensconced in the veiny blue noggin of one-time Oscar winner and rap impresario Jamie Foxx, she seemed to slowly come around to the idea.
Good.
That guy was sold.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
Cash grab.
Oh, gosh.
Why are you going to pay $100 for one movie?
$100 to pre-order it for a movie you haven't even seen yet because it doesn't come out till Friday, and it comes with Jamie Foxx's head.
And it does not look like Jamie Foxx. I've seen it. It doesn't look like him. So whoever they got, the sculptor person, somebody got paid for nothing.
So what you're telling me is simplicity, right? We
That's
need to simplify things. So how about this? Coming up, starting tomorrow, Static Share-a-thon. Here's what we need. 100 new Klingons. It's 100 new people who are willing to donate $30 a month to the cause, to the ministry, that is, Static Radio.
That's right.
Just saying.
I think it would be great.
No flash, no crazy. If you believe in this ministry, if you love this morning show, if you love things... Like the song, what is this? Oh gosh, I knew it!
What just happened to you, friend?
Ugh!
What do you feel?
Frozen.
Do you feel the cold in your heart melting away?
No, it's not melting, it's getting stronger.
Maybe you feel that you have to run away from your problems.
I feel like this is a supervillain origin story for me. Did you buy this?
What are you talking about?
Oh my gosh.
What are you talking about, friend? Hey.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Intervention.
Look at me while the song's playing.
No, I can't.
Look at my eyes.
You bought this?
Look at my doo-doo brown eyes and understand.
Who are you?
Listen!
Oh, gosh.
Well, now they know. Let it go.
Oh, okay.
Let it go.
She's very nasally. She's very nasally. Does anybody hear this? Am I the only one? You got it, Doug? Thanks, Doug.
Turn away
He bought this, Doug.
Hey,
he purchased this, Doug. So, this last weekend, Mateo, Dawn, you guys got your own pad, got your own place. And your first act
as a man
was to rent Frozen and then purchase the soundtrack.
And watched it. By myself with two cats. I am the pinnacle of the stereotypical loser. Except, I've got an incredible job. My wife is awesome.
Yep.
I got some great friends.
You do.
My family's safe.
Yep.
Tornadoes couldn't get them.
Nope.
And the Lord loves me, so I'm not a loser. I just do losery things, like watch Frozen by myself with my two cats. But you gotta let it go, man.
Oh, Static!
Morning, guys.
Hey. Morning!
You guys were talking about Star Wars, and, you know, I was telling you guys how I've been watching the Star Wars, and this whole time I couldn't stop thinking about Mateo. Every time I would hear R2-D2 going, woo! When he does his...
Yeah, that thing... Every time he does that thing?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, see you guys.
That was it? That was literally the phone call. That was good. It. All right, thanks for the call. Gosh.
This is the moment in the movie where she kind of breaks out of her shell.
Don't ruin it for me.
Oh, because you're going to watch it?
No, I'm never going to watch it.
Well, then I'm going to ruin it for you.
Just tell me the ending.
Okay.
I already know the ending.
No, you don't.
Sam Swan told me a long time ago.
Dang it, Sam!
Remember,
come on!
Like, it's the gospel, and here's why. And then he shared like the whole movie, and I was like, yes!
I wish the Baptists would put in their creed that they're going to quit ruining movies. Good grief.
Oh, man. Yep.
This is that lady, the lady that's singing right now is the one that John Travolta just butchered her name.
Yeah.
And then he was
people
like, Oblinchen Barman. That, here she is.
Static.
What's up, dude?
Hurricane
tell Shane. Me you've seen it.
What is going on over there? I'm flying blind this morning.
Okay, Mateo moved out, and his first act as a... solo dude, because, you know, Dawn had to go back. They're writing Firefly's new record.
She's back to
the
future.
Works.
Absolutely.
So,
yep.
So
yep.
Last night,
awesome.
Like, he was alone, and it's like, bachelor style, what am I going to do? He rented Frozen. He has two cats now.
I got another cat named Beans.
He got another cat named
Panda
Beans.
Panda and Beans.
And him and Panda and Beans watched Frozen, and then he purchased the soundtrack, which he is forcing me to listen to.
Dude, that's awesome. That is awesome.
Thank you. I am the pinnacle of manhood.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, he's comfortable, you know, enough to just be himself. And let's face it, that's a pretty important piece.
Thank you,
Shane!
Yeah.
You know, hey, listen, on another note, just while we're talking about it, Mateo sending everybody in Mississippi this morning, you know, prayers and my best. They're really having some tough weather over there.
That is his hometown.
I appreciate it. Yeah, that's my hometown. That's where I grew up.
Tupelo.
Yeah, man.
Tupelo.
So I just want to let you know I'm thinking of you and your family and then everybody else that's over there today.
Well,
all right, brother?
My mom is listening, and so I know she appreciates that.
Yeah. I love you.
Yeah.
That was for your mom. That was for your mom. What's your mom's name?
Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
No,
my name's Shane. I love you, and I'm wishing you the best this morning because I know you've got a heavy, heavy heart in your channel where you're at. So.
That's
God
awesome.
Bless you.
All
there
right.
you go.
Thank you,
I
Shane.
Love you guys, man. Have a great day.
All right, buddy.
Love you.
All right.
Love you, too. Later.
Hurricane Shane.
Hey, turn this up.
No!
Turn
it down!
Love it. Love is an open door, man.
Love is an open door.
Yeah!
Life can be so...
Who are you?
I am Mateo.
What has happened to you?
This is me and all of my glory.
Oh, thankfully we get to seg into something different.
Let's do it.
It is 7:28, it is Tuesday, and joining us in studio, one of our bros, one of our friends,
woo!
One of our pals,
woo!
One of our buddies.
Ah!
I don't feel like I would ever catch you watching a Disney movie by yourself.
Actually, that's interesting. I went to Redbox, and I was like looking through all the videos, and I kept coming back to it,
Caleb,
and then I realized that I'm a man.
Okay, cool. All right.
No.
Now, you realize you were a man and you wanted to hold to the standards and expectations of everybody else and buckle under
those.
Well,
somebody was telling
me. Meanwhile, Mateo's like, hey, I don't care. I'm going to watch it by myself because I'm a man and I do what I want.
Because I'm a man and I do what I want.
Apparently, my heart is frozen. I don't know.
Somebody told me it was a good movie and
it's
I should watch
movie.
It. Actually, a couple people. Maybe it was at the mix, a bunch of little kids.
Everyone who has seen it has said how incredible it is, but I'm just like, okay. I still haven't seen Brave either.
Oh, dude, Brave.
That's right. Didn't see Brave.
Brave is great. Sorry. There's a couple other dudes that told me that this movie was great.
Yeah.
And it's Steve-O's boys, Jack and Luke Jeter, came home talking about it.
Little, like, little Grandma and Grandpa took them to it.
Yeah. So.
Well, maybe I got to see it.
Hey, I will say this too. That snowman, Olaf. Funniest Disney character since The Emperor's New Groove. So if you guys are tracking with me, he is hilarious.
Yeah?
That's it.
All right. I'll probably go rent it the next couple days.
There you go.
What's up, Bato?
Hola, Lese.
How are you?
Dude, rocking and rolling.
Caleb from the Mix Game Room and Skate Park. We are we're officially open.
Dude, officially. We've already done so much. We've already had a couple skate ministries. We've already done girls only night. We went to we did our first major community outreach over the weekend at the All Nation Skate Jam at Los Altos Skate Park. We had a booth there and we're hanging out. We were doing trash duty most of the time. So it was awesome. It's been awesome, dude. These last 2 weeks since we've been open have just rocked my world.
That's good, man.
It looks so good in there.
It does.
Whenever Copper Lily was here the other day, we tried to go over there and take him in there, but the doors were locked. But we stood there and looked in.
We just stared.
Yeah.
Oh.
It looks great, man.
I wish I was there. I wish I could have let him in. And
you guys did a great job.
Thanks. And I want everybody in the community to come check it out and be a part of it. You know, just hang out and utilize it and have fun there. So we're having fun, dude. Like, no doubt. We're going full force. You know, open the floodgates and just...
And let the people in. And let the people in. Anyone? PAX 217?
Yeah.
Actually, that'll be our theme song.
So, next week, we can't really talk about it. Can we kind of tease it? Can we pseudo talk about it? I talked to the lead singer of a band, and he was like, hey.
Yeah. I have to run it by one person, and then if I get the blessing, then I'm going to do everything within my power to have as much fun.
So everyone listening, write it down. Next Monday, 7 p.m., tentatively. It's one of those, like, maybe? Hey, if something comes up, let me know. If not, let's plan on rocking dinner. Okay, cool. Lead singer in a band?
I think it very well could be an
coming
awesome...
Through town?
I mean, I'm for... Dude, I... That place,
free show?
Yeah, it needs to be utilized for that. So
him and his acoustic guitar. Cool. Like, hey, I just want to do a free
jam
thing.
Caleb,
session.
I like that about you.
For the skate kids. Dude's a skater, loves skating. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we could even get him to skate. Yeah, that'd be sick.
Oh, dude, he'll skate.
That would be sick.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, so.
Anyways.
Hopefully that'll happen.
I also know a couple of the Disciple guys want to come over and hang out during the Share-a-thon.
Yep, a couple guys coming.
And they'll probably want to skate, too,
actually,
if possible.
Somebody donated me a Disciple skateboard with their autographs on it. I was like, a band making a skate. I was like, huh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool. Music and skateboarding go hand in hand.
They do.
One of the biggest things that we do is, you know, we film and skaters, you know, video. We make these little skate montages. And the biggest question is, what soundtrack are you going to play for it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That is, like, the most disgusting. And also, here at The Mix, we rock static every single day that we're open, which
we
is
do.
Awesome. The kids love it. The community love it. And we love static for sure. And I always try to, there's a few kids that are just too cool. You know, they have their headphones in, all jamming. And I'm like yelling at them. It's like, dude, you come out here to skate and hang out with your friends and you're like ignoring everybody? Jerk. You know? I'm like, you little kid. You
gotta teach them.
Yeah.
You know, especially when they're doing something wrong. I'm like yelling at them, hey, stop that. And they're like, can't even listen to me.
Got their beats in there.
No, but music's huge, dude. And actually, you know, we've done a few concerts there with Static in the park over the years. And almost all of them have been a major success, actually.
Yeah, dude, and it's
I don't
always
think
fresh.
Of one that has... Even we brought in this no-name, like, high school band, and there was, like, a posse of people that came and checked
Stop
out.
Stop calling Waverly a no-name high school band, jerk! Just kidding.
Well, I didn't know their name at the time. They've matured since then.
Yes, yes.
I've got a funny look on my face.
It's good. It's a good look.
Can you guys hear it?
Man.
This is what it sounds like.
Speaking of music, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, New Music Tuesday, your chance to vote on the new music that's coming up. So that's about 25 minutes away. But, yeah, kicking it with Caleb from The Mix. Mm. Love your shoes. I hate that I couldn't go.
Dude.
Every year, man, I get more and more frustrated because you go to this All-Nation Skate Jam.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. Then you get these, like, one-of-a-kind Pendleton blanket shoes.
Yeah, these are... They only made 100 of these kind right here at the half cap. So I got super blessed that we had a booth and we were there at 7:30 in the morning setting up because they sold out, like, boom.
I'll bet.
I mean, like, in an hour, they were done.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was a great event. Good job, you. And actually leading into that, two major things I want to make known, I guess, is Skate Ministries tonight. We do Skate Ministry every Tuesday from 6 to 9. It's laid back. I mean, show up around 6. We skate, hang out, and chill for about an hour. Then we come in and do a little Bible study. And, yeah, it's been really fun. Last week we taught on baptism, like why Christians should be baptism and like kind of the meaning and what Jesus says about baptism. And it actually led up into this weekend here at Calvary. We did a baptism and I was in the water baptizing and one of the guys from Skate Ministry showed up and he's
so
like,
cool.
Dude, I've been a Christian. I just never understood baptism. And it was really awesome to baptize one of the dudes that come to Skate Ministry. So Skate Ministries is awesome. It's a good time to hang out, whether you skate or you don't skate, no matter your age, you know. And that's all it really is just a Bible study hangout time.
Yeah.
So it's
every
a lot of
Tuesday
fun.
Every Tuesday night.
Yep, that's going on tonight. And the big thing that we got going on this summer, we do this program, Skate for Change, and that's actually what we were doing down at Los Altos at All Nations. Yeah, we had a booth, we had some product and different things like that, but our main objective was to show the love of Christ to the community. And the way that we did that, first off, is by helping the trash duty, which with the wind over the weekend was insane. So we picked up so much trash, me and the guys and the volunteers and stuff, but we're also doing the Skate for Change. And this summer, we're going like further than we ever have with Skate for Change. We're going on two separate skate trips, one to Colorado and one to Arizona at the end of summer. But every single weekend here in Albuquerque, we're going to be out in the community at a skate park cleaning it up. Not only are we going to clean the whole skate park up, but we're going to bless all the kids and people who are there with free food, hot dogs, and waters.
Legit.
And the heart behind it is just to show the love of Christ, and through that we will have opportunity to share the love of Christ.
Yeah.
So we're doing a fundraiser? I guess I could talk about that. We're doing a fundraiser next Saturday here at the skate park starting at noon. We're going to be having a selling hamburgers, like a hamburger brown bag package thing for $5, chips and a water and drink, as well as root beer floats.
Word.
So we're going to start at noon here at the Mix Game Room Skate Park on Saturday, and it's going to lead all the way up until service for Saturday night. So we're going to be doing that, as well as Sunday during all the church services here at Calvary. We're going to be selling burritos and coffee and Krispy Kreme / mana, as Skip calls it. But no, we'll be selling Krispy Kreme and orange juice and stuff. So 100% of those proceeds go to help support us and a few kids going out of state. We got those two trips. They're relatively inexpensive. I mean, you know how much mission trips cost.
Right.
I mean, I've charged almost $1,000 on some of our skate trips across the United States.
Yeah.
These ones are only a couple hundred.
Word.
And we're hoping to pack the van with a bunch of kids who have a heart to go out and just show the love of Christ. And it's also a great time to get kids out of Albuquerque, disciple them, you know, when you get stuck in those vans for long hours.
It's pretty fresh. I love what you said, though, the idea of showing the love of Christ first, so then in turn you can share the love of Christ.
Oh, skaters can tell a poser a mile away, you know, whether it's a skater poser or just a Christian poser. So
is that why every time I walk by the Mix, people start yelling out poser?
Because you just start posing.
I thought, now I'll pose.
Yeah.
But usually I'm just walking and I'll hear, poser!
Whoa!
They're like dogs. They sniff it out.
You kids are jerks. Yeah. Baby Nelson is mean to me. Amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Details available at themixabq.org. We posted it at our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Our website will have all the information on Skate for Change, as well as our Facebook. So we're really trying to let people know about Skate for Change because it's huge. Every single Saturday, we're going to be out in the community, and we just want people to partner with us, come hang out with us, support it, eat a hot dog, and you know, make a difference in this community through skateboarding.
Everybody's got to rock lunch. So that's kind of Saturday. You got nothing going on. The Mix ABQ, go check it out. I love it, man. I love
this
renovation. It's going to be, I think it's huge for this community, for what's going on here right now. So
yeah, it's, you know, it's turning the chapter, I guess, you know, and just pushing it forward and just saying, hey, we believe in it enough to sustain it.
Yeah,
just like Static. I mean, support Static, believe me, because you know, it's a great ministry, and it reaches and touches thousands of people.
We actually posted a video on that at our Facebook page as well, so when you get there, check out the details on The Mix. You can check out the video that we made for Weekend Services.
Can I repost it on our site?
Absolutely.
Okay, please. I will repost it.
So please share it with everyone, because tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday are 3-day share-a-thon. We're a listener-supported station, and as Caleb said, man, we love being in the community. We love being a part of your eardrums every day. And so if you love it, if you believe in what we're doing, if you want to see the world change through challenges, whether it's the shows that we do or just through great music and providing an alternative to the crap out there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Be encouraged.
You got to check it out. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get there. All the details from The Mix. Caleb, you're the man.
All righty, dude. Peace.
All right.
Peace out, man.
I'm out.
On the way, New Music Tuesday. Woo. It's about 20 minutes away. We got a culture shock from Walk the Moon right now. Thrice. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
And here comes trouble. Here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Hey!
You complain about me watching Frozen, and then you play this.
I just picked the first thing that came
and
up!
And totally redeemed! No, I hate that. I'm not a big Kesha fan. Let me show you how to do it correctly.
Oh, man.
And cause controversy at the same time. So, guys, we have New Music Tuesday coming up right around the corner.
Ooh.
Get ready. Doug just got the Locals Rule ready for us.
Yeah.
We got 3 Locals Rule. We got some great songs today, including for King and Country.
Yeah.
A new Augustana song. And a culture shock from the 1975, which is going to be interesting.
Not from 1975.
From the band, the
from
1975.
The 1975.
Big It band right now.
Yeah.
Kind of a slower
jam. I'm
really
excited. Dude, we are gearing up for our share-a-thon.
Woo! We got guys coming in here and meeting us and talking with us. Stevers back here.
Wheeling and dealing. We're shaking hands and kissing babies.
Yeah.
Which is better than shaking babies and kissing hands.
Because that is illegal.
Yeah.
There you go. Don't. We didn't find that out. We don't know.
Oh, amazing! Yeah, we're really excited about that. That's right around the corner. We literally have 2.5 minutes until that. We got to take care of the bills.
The bills.
We got to say some thank yous.
Got to take care of the bills.
Speaking of, you know, every hour we do say thank you to those local businesses that help support Static Radio. We're a listener-supported station, a 501c3.
Yeah.
Tax deductible. So if you're a business out there and you'd like to, you know, support Static Radio and get a thank you for your support, I know it goes a long way, because anytime there's a local business that supports Static, it means a lot to the Christian community.
It does.
The businesses are supporting places like Square Root Salon, Astro Zombies, you know, cool.
Yeah. And it means a lot to us.
Yeah, it does mean a lot to us.
To know that there are folks out in the community that are like, yeah, you guys aren't very funny, but that's fine.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Yeah. Also, I wanted to say too, and this is kind of a different thing, but we need to pray for the people in the South. There have been 29 total fatalities.
Yeah.
And there were 8 in Mississippi. I was incorrect. I don't think Tupelo had any. Tupelo specifically. But just keep everybody in your prayers. Yeah, because it's a big thing. And Stever just pointed out that the storms are potentially going to be around again today. So let's keep everybody in our prayer. Tornadoes are not really a thing out here, but they are devastating and they're dangerous. And it's really scary when it's like a for real situation. And
I've been in one.
Yeah. I'm thankful that yes,
oh,
I've been in a few.
Yeah.
But nothing like this scale.
No.
The ones I was in were tiny, like F1, F2s. Okay. This seems like it had to have been like a F3, F4, maybe. I don't know if it was an F5. But anyway, yeah. So keep everybody in your prayers because there's so much destruction. I was just looking at a picture and I was like, man, that used to be a Shell station. There was this restaurant called Blue Canoe. That was a great place to hang out. Gone. Another one called Vanelli's. Gone. Vanelli's has been a Tupelo. It's like the Tupelo Italian place to go for pizza or whatever. And gone.
Wow.
I mean, when a tornado hits, it just wipes the thing out. It's gone. Yeah. Like, you've seen the pictures. But anyway, keep everybody in your prayers. My family and I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Quick break, right back. New Music Tuesday. It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Static. It's the
time for New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
That was quick.
When we say right back, we mean it.
We literally meant right back.
Even when we're not even expecting it ourselves.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah. It is New Music Tuesday. I got an idea, Dougie Doug. You're in the next studio. How about you just tell us about these local artists? Because you've got the band bios in there, right?
Yeah, he's got a couple of them. Well, you know one of the guys.
Yeah.
Doug, who was the first one? Are we going to go over to his?
Yeah, absolutely. New Music Tuesday. It is your chance to vote on the music. Dig it, bury it. That's the format. You can do so at facebook.com/mystaticradio. Mm. Help us pick the music that we play around here, including some local jams. Maybe you're a local artist and you want to get played on radio. Yeah. It's kind of tough to break into radio normally. We want to make it easier for you. Mystaticradio.com. Get there. You can submit your MP3s. Tell us a little bit about your band.
Tell us about
And we'll play
your
musics.
Tell us about your hobbies. Tell us about your dreams and your aspirations.
We got a lot of locals ruled this week. Well, so, Dougie Doug, are you ready? You got to turn that mic on.
Turn your mic on.
We're going to go out to Dougie Doug. He is the man in the cave.
He's the man on the street.
Yep. And he's got our local submissions in there. So we need to know a little bit of information on these guys. We got three this week.
Let's do it.
So first on my CD is a song called Traveler.
Yes.
All right. Tell us about it.
It is by Cody Byrne.
Cody Byrne.
You know that guy, right?
I know Cody.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an intern pastor here at Calvary Albuquerque, yep. And he's a rad dude.
And he was dressed to the nines for Easter weekend.
He's an Aussie. So that's really cool.
Yes,
cool.
His band/artist bio says, I love Jesus. My smoking hot fox fiance, pepper jack cheese, Zelda, skateboarding, Real Madrid, and making music.
Yes.
Ozzy, 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 oi, oi, oi.
There you go.
Okay.
So is the name of the song Traveler?
Yes, it is.
And it's by Codasaurus?
Yes, it is.
All right. Amazing. All right. His name's Cody. He talks like this.
He does, Brian. It's super cool.
Met him for the first time back when KLYT was teaming up with The Mix, and we used to do some skate jams, skate sessions, and yeah. There's this little kid. He was pretty rad. Dope little dude.
Dope.
Now he's all grown up.
He's grown up wearing a tie and whatnot. He's got a fiance. She's ready to hit the waves, bruh.
Shout out to the Byrne family. I love every single one of them. All right. Song is called Traveler. Dig it. Bear it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steam on some morning party?
No, bruh.
Static.
Oh, play. There you go. Works out. Cody Soros.
Yeah, bruh.
I love that dude. Cody Byrne. Locals rule. Working on new music.
Sounds like we got somebody else in there right now.
Yeah. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Thebe says Kurt Cobain. Sounds good. Not for static. TJ says poop.
That's what he said though, right? He says TJ says?
TJ says poop.
Okay.
Thebe says TJ says. Bill Peterson says, how to bury a bone when you can't use a shovel. He's got a video of a dog. Robert says, not for me, Barry. Casey says, no thanks.
I like the vibe. It reminded me, when he got gritty, it kind of actually reminded me of Kensaru. So, yes, definitely like a more grungy, grittier.
Seth says, used to skate with Cody back Ibda Day.
Okay.
Digsky and okay. Pedro and Valerie say they love it. They
right on. It. All right. Locals rule. You want to get your music heard on Static? Submit it. MyStaticRadio.com. You can submit your MP3s. Give us a band bio. Speaking of band bio, next up, the song is called Mission from God. Who's it by there, Dougie Fresh? Dougie Fresh. Oh, you've got it?
Yeah, I've got
oh,
it.
Oh, you've got I'm going to Doug,
he
though.
He couldn't find it, so he asked me to handle it.
Fine. You know what, Doug? That's cool. That's cool.
It's fine. Holy Henchmen consists of two artists, Solo.
Wait, they're called Holy Henchmen?
Yes.
All right.
Holy Henchmen is the name of the band. The track is Mission from God. It consists of two artists, Solo and I Knight, both originally from California, now reside in Nevada, where they minister to youth and to the community. These former secular rappers grew up around the street life and are known by families and youths living the hood life. Now as educated and matured individuals, they consider themselves devout Christians. Despite having families of their own, they find extra time to minister to the people in the fallen world by giving them the good news of the gospel. They themselves are fans of classic hardcore rock, rap, and R&B, so they'd like to bring you what they like to call Godcore.
Okay.
A new genre invented by the Holy Henchmen.
Holy Henchmen from Reno, Nevada. Tell us what you think. Dig it, Barrett. Do you say Nevada or Nevada?
I don't know.
I say Nevada.
It changes every time I say it.
Okay, beautiful. Mission from God, the name of the song. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Doug.
Static.
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان
Yeah. Yeah, we on a mission from God on this one, man. Solo. Christian to disciple the lost. Yeah. Yo, one more time, my night.
Trap you in religion and make venomous plot.
Nice.
Just to live again.
Mission from God is the track. Song is The Holy Henchman.
Righteous way of living.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
I'm going to go ahead and say I don't mind that song.
I know, right?
Doug said he digs it. And Celeste says this her jam. Also, guys, I want to mention Celeste has Esterlin in studio in the 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
So don't miss out on that. That's today.
Yeah.
Brian says, no!
He must not like hip-hop.
Bill Peterson put up another video of a clever dog burying her bone.
Okay.
So I can only assume. Was that a Blues Brothers
Yeah,
sample?
Yeah, they're on a mission from God.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Are we ready to bring it back around?
Dude, well, Matt Baca says, nope, like 27 times. Michael says, come here. Where is security, John? Not for me. Jumping my airbags and wishing I had a sub lowrider truck. And where is security, John?
I don't know.
Security, John, since the beginning of the new year, has not been around.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Pedro and Valerie said, of course it's great, but I know we'll never hear it on M88.
Yeah, you won't.
Because M88 doesn't exist.
I'm replying. Our station is now called Static Radio.
Has been for 3 years.
I'm just going to say thanks.
All right. Keeping it going. Locals rule status. We got one more, and we kick it back to Doug.
All right. This next band, their name is Nine Harmonies. The song is Light in a Dark Place. They are from Albuquerque, the 505.
Word.
Church of Sagebrush.
Okay.
Their bio is, hello, I just released this album on iTunes today, so I wanted to send you all the tracks.
There you go.
That's their bio.
Beautiful. Is their bio. Okay.
Yeah, well, this guy, he's actually sent us music before. This is the kid, Nine Harmonies. He sent us a track, and it was more EDM and didn't really get a good response. And so then he made a rock version. So he's keeping up with the times, man. He's no, I am not giving up. And for that, I commend you, sir.
Good job, dude.
There you go.
All right, song is called Light in a Dark Place. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
I'm shaking it.
Nine Harmonies.
So I guess that dude is like the producer.
Okay.
And he gets guest vocals on it because that was a girl named Allie something.
Okay.
Matt says he digs. It's perfect. It's a perfect fit for Static 88.
Yes.
Which, yes, it is. Tip of the hat to you, sir.
Good job there.
Thebe says, nice job. I like this a lot.
Okay.
TJ says poopopotamus.
Okay.
I guess he's speaking for TJ today.
I guess so, man. I don't know what's going on with New Music Tuesday.
They're best friends.
Tell us what you think about all the music. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio, a jam we know Thebes is going to love because he is a monstrous fan of Amberlin.
Ooh.
Huge.
He does.
It's sometimes frustrating.
He does love him.
Because he turns into like a fangirl and we're like, Thebes, calm down. It's like,
quit sweating so much, man.
Yeah.
Smells like maple syrup up in here. Thebes.
What is
because of Bacon Radio.
Gotcha.
That man loves bacon more than I love anything.
He's got a radio gig and he's rocking Bacon Radio.
Yeah, they have a little station out in California called Bacon Radio.
Yeah.
Would you say it's kind of like M88 was, sort of?
I don't know.
More along those lines?
I've never listened to it minus them talking.
I think...
What music do they play?
I think it's more like what M88 was played. So if you guys are missing M88 hard, Bacon Radio might be for you.
Yeah, Bacon Radio.
There you go. Shout out.
Boom, Thebes!
There, we got you, bro.
He didn't even ask.
That's fine.
He didn't even ask. The band is called Summerlin. The song is Heartbeat, and I feel like the rhythm of this... Actually, I haven't heard it, so I can't.
It's going to get you.
Is it?
No.
Oh. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. Summerlin. Song called Heartbeat. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Welcome to New Music Tuesday.
Some people are worth melting for.
Yeah?
In this world.
Okay.
Learned that from a clever little snowman named Olaf last night.
I learned that from Modern English like 20 years ago.
Well, I wasn't around then, so tell me what that was like.
You were around. You know the song.
I know. I was just a little baby.
Stop it. Stop it.
I was 10 years old.
Does Olaf sing this?
Yeah.
And melt with you.
No, he does not.
Oh, he should have. It would have been better. I'd see the movie then.
Matt says, it's rock. Young Be My Attention. They had a solid drummer dig.
Okay.
I don't know. Bill Peterson posted a video about how to bury an above ground pool. So if you need, maybe you're in the Albuquerque area and you need help with that, there it is. Thebe says, as you alluded to earlier, anything ending in Lynn is almost automatically going to go down in a blaze of non-glory. However, this is actually really good. TJ says poop on a stick.
I'm moving some of these around.
Yeah. Dude, make your choices, man. Get in
putting
there.
That next.
That's fine.
We got this one sent in from Nash, Vegas.
Yeah. And we've had somebody like, I guess it's somebody's cousin. The singer's cousin has been emailing us constantly about this band. Yeah.
Cool.
So we're going to play them. We played them a few weeks ago and nobody dug it, but we're going to give them another chance.
I noticed they are fans of your wife's band.
Maybe.
Fireflight. And she's rocking. She went different because, you know, Dawn's got the black and blonde hair thing going on. So this singer has the black and green. Like it's a split, but it's black. It's like black and then green. So it's different.
You know, though, this was the band. Viridia used to be Don't Wake Aislinn.
Gotcha.
That's this band.
I remember them.
There you go.
They played a show here.
Yes, they did.
They got a brand new song called Disconnected. Tell us what you think of Viridia.
I think they were a big part of the Vail Arms thing.
Oh, okay.
I think Vail Arms Clothing and that band had close ties.
Nice.
If I remember correctly. Maybe not.
They may have become disconnected.
Well done. Well played, sir.
Song's called Disconnected. It's Viridia. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Viridia with the ironically titled Disconnected. Team Awesome Morning Party. Hello. Welcome to New Music Tuesday.
Brandy says dig. Casey says dig. Sean Brickyback says lyrics again. Cliche. Barry. Jared says dig. Sean says meh. Matt says pretty good. Pretty good. Bill Peterson put up a video of backhoe digging, so I guess he liked it. There you go.
Okay. Good to know.
Oh, Thieb says, I think I can get past female vocals on this in support of the dance vibe. Chick anthem rock. TJ says, poop of my life. Andrew says, finally something that doesn't need to rely on the tired guitar dig.
On the tired guitar?
Man, I guess, I don't know. I guess
the guitar tired?
Dubstep is still a thing here.
Ugh.
That's fine. A few people want to hear it.
Yeah, but the people need to dubstep into the real world and realize that that is played out and old and stupid.
It'll happen in 6 months. Don't worry about it. Happened everywhere else a year ago. Anyway, let's move on.
All right. Keeping it going, the next band is called Versus Angel, and the song is so long that I can't even name the title because it doesn't fit on the page.
Whoa.
This fire was meant for both of us to inhale. No, what is it?
No. I think this fire was meant for both of us to sit by because it's cold.
Because it's cold.
Yeah. No, this fire was meant for both of us to harvest beans.
This fire was
not the cat. Not the cat.
Okay.
Not beans. The cat. Don't eat the cat.
I would never eat the cat. That's a cool beans right there.
Cool beans, man.
Cool beans.
Sweet beans.
Cool beans.
Sweet beans.
Cool beans.
This fire was meant for both of us to sleep beside.
This fire was meant for us both to. Also.
Get it right and pay the price. Am I right?
With.
Camp on Iwana, we hold you in our hearts. And when we think about you, it makes me want to fart.
Oh, no.
It's I Hope We Never Part. Get it right and pay the price. Nickelodeon in the 90s. Look it up. Thank you, Doug.
All right.
This fire was meant for the both of us by Versus Angel. Tell us what you think, Digger or Bury It. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Versus Angel, this fire was meant for us both to enjoy the song because it's really freaking good.
There you go. My boy Nick says, Digimus Maximus.
Ooh.
Booyah. Thieb says, kind of a Bad Religion vibe, me likey. TJ says, Winnie the Poop. Joel the Nanny says, not usually a fan of the style. However, I can dig this one.
All right.
We're glad you skipped school, Joel the Nanny.
All right.
Sean Brickyback says, dig. A lot of unusual elements here and there. I like it. Matt says, song is all right, but it sounds like Mateo needs a hug right now, Steve-O. Get on that trolley.
What? No.
Done and done, my friend.
No!
We hug each other every time we go to a break.
No!
Just hug. Stand around and hug and sing Disney classics to each other.
Weirdo!
I can show you the world.
No!
Shining, shimmering, splendid.
Oh, my God. Gosh, what just happened to me?
Jared says, me gusta, dig. I think that, yeah, everybody dug that song. Let's see what you guys think about this next one. We've played a couple tracks from this band called Dinner in a Suit.
Yeah.
The other tracks have been kind of dancey, 80s-ish.
We've had some
vibe.
Dance this morning. People are like, I just want to dance.
They recently put out a video to this song.
Oh, cool.
It's called Where We Started.
Mm-hmm.
And check it out.
Dig it.
Yeah.
Bury it.
Maybe.
Facebook.
Do it.
.com.
Okay.
Static.
Now. Wait. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
No, wait. Team
Awesome
Morning
Party.
Now.
Static.
Waiting for the right time to say the wrong thing.
Dinner in a Suit. Where We Started, Dig It or Bury It, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about all the new jams. We got a lot of music.
Yeah, dude. Matt says, I judge bands based off musical writing and talent, and most of all, that drummer. He digs it.
Dat drummer dough.
Dat drummer dough. Sean Brickyback says, I thought I was listening to Static Radio, and Thieves echoes that. Great song, but not for Static.
Okay.
TJ says, Poopinator Salvation. You had a cameo in that, right?
Yeah, Poopinator Salvation.
He was just a floater, though. Bill Peterson says, let it go, sing along. Official Disney HD. Joel the Nanny says, love this band. Much dig. Wow.
Wow, all
pretty
right.
Pretty song.
Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Now, this next artist, new to the Static Airways.
Yeah.
I
had changed it around for a
reason. Oh, you changed it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, well, put it back wherever you had it.
Okay.
Because I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
No, it's cool.
Okay.
It's cool, bro.
My bad.
So
you wanted to play this
Switch
dude
Gears.
Next.
Yes, okay. I did.
Gotcha.
Yeah. This next song,
I like that. Okay.
Not new to the Static Airwaves.
No.
Or the band's not. Armin J. our boy AJ Cheek.
AJ Cheek!
This is a song called The Harvest.
Yes.
It's a bit of a slow jam, kind of the folky vibe. So my friend Lisa over in Iowa, I think you might like this.
All right.
If you're listening. But check it out. AJ, just or Armin J, just went on tour with Noah Gunderson.
Yeah,
we
dude.
We played a couple of Culture Shocks. A song called Ledges. I love that song.
Mm-hmm. A song it's called David as well.
Yeah, David.
Dude, great
First
stuff.
First heard about that in Sons of Anarchy, right?
Yeah.
Nate heard it and was like, check this out.
Check this out. And then we're like, oh, okay. And then my buddy, our buddy, Ethan, Ethan Luck, good friends with that dude.
Yeah.
And said, hey, I got a guy for Static Radio, and it's rare that he suggests artists. So
yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Well, he's got fantastic taste.
He really does.
So when you know he says something, you know, you're like, yeah.
You got to roll with it.
Cool, dude.
Brand new music from Armin J. Song is called The Harvest. Tell us what you think. Dig it. Bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Woo. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static. Armin J.
Hey.
Song called The Harvest. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
I don't want to.
Tell us what you think. Tell us what you think.
I don't want
to. You have to.
No,
it's
I
New
don't.
Music Tuesday.
Not the mama.
Oh.
Not the mama.
Oh, that show.
I'm the baby. Gotta love me.
No. Do you? Oh, obviously you remember that show.
Heck
you're just quoting it.
I love that show.
That show was weird, man.
It was like
the show was so weird.
The Simpsons with dinosaurs.
It was, but like
puppets,
almost live action,
and
but
Alf.
Not like yes.
It was like the Simpsons and dinosaurs and Alf all mixed together. Weird.
So great.
Matt Baca says this is definitely it. Definitely fits the stereotypic yellow mellow static vibe, but I have to say Barry. The song flatlines fast and hasn't made any change for the better. I guess maybe once a week. Thanks, Matt.
All right.
Jeff says, good change up. I'm digging this. Sean says, the signal finally came back clear. Yes, this is Static Radio. Dig. Stefan says, yeah, buddy, this is nice. Ricky says she likes lyrics. Bill says, world's largest excavator.
Okay, wow. He must have really enjoyed that.
It takes talent.
He's digging it up.
To be able to find these videos.
It really does.
You know?
If you do not appreciate what Bill Peterson is doing right now, shame on you.
Hey,
it's good stuff.
Let's talk about that dude for a second.
Yes!
Because he and his wife, Kay, helped us out so much the other day, Saturday, when Dawn and I were moving. Bill and Kay with her broken foot.
Gosh!
They hung around and helped us unpack, and kind of Kay helped Dawn put things in the kitchen, and Bill and Doug, actually, Doug the intern,
and
they helped me bring stuff up. And
if you'd like to be clued into their wit,
yes.
Sunday, the doorbell rings, and I open it up, and they're standing there with this little package, and it was a present for Brody, because he'd been under the weather.
Right.
He had a fever. And you know, when you have a fever,
I got a fever.
The only prescription is more cowbell.
Right.
So we open up this present, and there was an actual cowbell for a pearl kit.
And Brody hasn't had a fever since.
He hasn't had a fever. He hasn't. He actually has not.
That's
so
great.
They got him a pair of drumsticks and a cowbell, which has been magical for my eardrums,
because
Brody loved every second of it,
right.
And he actually, honestly, has not had a fever since Sunday.
Good grief. Also, their kids... Adam, Matt, and Jake.
Yeah.
The sons of Odin, basically. You got Steve Ryman's kids, and then you got Bill Peterson's kids.
Yeah.
They're
all from Valhalla.
Adam helped me out. He helped me move the couch up 3 flights of stairs.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to pass out because he's breathing so hard. It's like, dang, dude, too many trips to Colorado. But he helped me out, and it was awesome. And I want to thank you guys so much for helping on the radio. I appreciate it. This
incredible.
Is your public thank you.
There you go. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Hey, before we get anybody saying that Valhalla was the heaven in the Thor realm, that's true. Valhalla is the heaven. That's like the halls of Valhalla, right? And that's where they go when they die.
Yeah.
So I guess they're not from there.
The big meeting hall.
Yeah, they're not from Valhalla
right.
because then they'd be dead.
Oh, you just reminded me of a comic book arc coming up, story arc. The 10th realm.
No, that's right.
We'll talk about it in Comics Corner.
We really will. Tomorrow, Comics Corner, courtesy of Astro Zombies, we will be talking with them. And speaking of Astro Zombies, just one of a handful of local businesses in the Albuquerque area that support this radio station. If you have a local business, if you love what this ministry is doing, prayerfully consider supporting us. We kick off our 3-day fundraiser tomorrow. 3-day fundraiser. We're looking for new Klingons. That's $30 a month to come alongside us. Our operations manager, Daniel, he's going to be coming in. He's going to be sharing with us because we got a new operations manager.
Yeah.
And he's got the numbers, man.
Yes, he
is A-type personality.
Yes, he's cool.
He has clipboards for his clipboards.
And you know, Daniel sent me his band's tracks that they recorded.
Why did we? we do that?
I haven't listened to him yet. I don't know if there's any cuss words in it.
Stop
it. So I got to check it out. I don't
know if he's there. Oh, man. Coming up Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, our three-day fundraiser to support Static Radio. MyStaticRadio.com for all the details. Getting back to the music. Now, this next artist.
This is who we were talking
new
about.
New to Static. And we've gotten multiple people saying, hey, you guys should play these guys. Hey, you should play these guys. We had a couple actually asking if we could throw it in Culture Shock, but as it turns out, no need.
No need. Stephanie Skipper. Went to college with the singer of this band.
Yeah.
Way back when, before they blew up.
Back in the day.
And this band's had a really interesting story because they blew up with their first single. It was featured on a bunch of TV shows. It's called Boston. The band's called Augustana. But they've kept on trucking.
Yeah.
And to less and less acclaim and fanfare.
Yeah.
And at one point, they broke up and then got back together. And this is from the new album. I can't remember what the name
of the album
is.
Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Those guys started off
on
top of the world.
Yeah, kind of same story. The new album from Augustana is Life Imitating Life. And this is a song called Ash and Ember. Mitch picked this one.
Okay.
She said this is the track.
Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Am I seeing double? Am I withdrawn? Stealing something I could borrow. Is yesterday just waiting for tomorrow?
Augustana, Ash and Ember.
Mm.
Static Radio.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Like trying to catch a June bug in late December. Clever line, songwriter. Contrast.
Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is New Music Tuesday. It is your chance to vote on the jams. Whether you dig it, you want it buried, you love it, you hate it. Maybe you have music and you would like it to get played on Static Radio. Got a little section on our website called Locals Rule. You can submit your MP3s, tell us a little bit about your band, and we will definitely play it on New Music Tuesday. What do the people have to say?
Dave Meyer says, yes, one of his favorite bands of all time.
Okay.
Ryan says, dudes, rotate this. Michael Harvey says, I like any group that keeps trucking. Hammer down, driver. Dig. He's a truck driver. Thanks, bud.
Nicely done.
Thieb says, meh, not life-altering, but not variable.
Okay.
TJ says, my name is Alotta. Alotta poop.
Okay.
That's fine. Brandy C says, love, 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 love Augustana. Andrew says he wants to clarify something. Clarification on the tired guitar comment. I'm just saying, with a world full of options, so many people rely on one thing. Can you blame me for sometimes getting tired of variations on the same three instruments? Just give me something here. A washboard solo something.
Could you imagine?
The funny thing about that is, you could say that about every single genre.
You really could.
Because if it's rock, then we got electric.
Guitar solo.
Bass, blah, blah, blah.
Drum solo.
If it's folk music, we've got washboard solos, banjos.
Right.
Any kind of, you know, primitive instrument.
Playing
you can
the
think
growler.
Of.
That's what I play.
Anything.
That's the only thing I can play, the growler.
Then you've got EDM, which is basically just synthesizers and programming and at most an electronic drum set.
Nice.
You know? So it's the same thing everywhere, which is why this station tries to provide a good variety of all of that.
Thanks for clarifying.
Except for metal. Sorry, David. That's funny. Bill Peterson says, watch paint dry.
Okay,
this
good,
video.
That's good.
And both of the Matts did not like it.
Okay.
Matt says, I don't want to be rude, but is this a good singing voice these days? I don't know. Maybe not in your opinion, but that's
right.
Fine.
Hey, opinions.
Opinions. We've all got them.
Yeah.
And most of us should keep them inside, including me.
If your opinion is that you love this station, if you're a fan of the show, if you're a fan of Shock Therapy Live, if you're a fan of Culture Shock, if you're a fan of Theology Thursday, Afternoons with Celeste, Middays with Mitch, if you're a fan of Static Radio, if you believe in this ministry and what we're doing and you would like to get behind it, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is our three-day fundraiser. We're looking for people to come along on a monthly basis with a donation.
Yeah.
We're a 501c3. We're a nonprofit organization. Yes, your donation is tax deductible, so it will help when the government comes knocking down your door trying to get you to like pay taxes and stuff. You can say, but I give money to Static Radio.
But I do it.
It counts, I promise. I did my taxes this year, and it was lovely.
Did it count?
It did.
There
yes.
you go.
So, If you would like to support the station, if you believe in it, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, our three-day share-a-thon. We're gearing you up right now. We've had a lot of great people already come on board this month. Over $7,000 already raised for Static Radio. It seems like a lot of cash. And then you think about the fact that we got a new operations manager, crunching numbers, doing everything, and he's really... Man, it's
He's a math whiz.
Let's do this. Let's crunch these numbers and see what it takes, because we want to keep Static Radio going. Basic operational costs are $370,000 a year.
Ooh.
So if we had 1,000 Klingons, 1,000 people who said, I love this ministry, I'm going to donate $30 a month, we could rock it.
A great way to do that is pass around the podcast of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Either this, we podcast Shock Therapy Live, we podcast Theology Thursday.
We do.
That way you can get friends that don't live here in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
All across the country, all across the world,
yeah,
to listen, and they can listen at any time for free, because it's a free podcast.
What we need you to do right now is go on our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We posted a video yesterday of the share-a-thon.
Yeah.
Share it with your friends. Share it with everybody on Facebook.
Just share it with your friends. It's not a big deal. Just share
it with friends.
Maybe you've got friends. Share it.
Because maybe you can't support right now, but somebody you know can. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for your friends. We're looking for you to come alongside us, support us. $30 a month is all we're asking.
Mm.
And that'll help cover operation costs, and we can do great things.
Yeah, Albuquerqueans, if we could get most of this stuff covered, then we could bring back cool stuff. Freedom Fest.
Oh, man, that'd be so fantastic.
Maybe more cool things. Think about it.
I miss some cool things. There's some cool things I'm missing.
I miss cool things, too.
Speaking of cool people who have contributed to Static Radio, we got to take a quick break and take care of that and say some thank yous and some shout-outs to local businesses, friends of the ministry who have helped support us, keep us going. We'll do that right back with more New Music Tuesday. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
It's the time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
You need to listen to it.
Yeah, big voice guy. You don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me what to do.
But we're going to tell you what to do.
Now.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get there. Check out our hilarious video.
Why not?
We scripted it ourselves with the help of Doug, the intern.
Sweet Doug.
He's hilarious.
Sweet young Doug.
You gotta go check it out. I was quite proud of that video.
They call him Young Doozy out on the street.
Young Doozy. Oh, yes. Douglas. All right. We gotta keep it going. It is New Music Tuesday. We got some jams for you. How many shares we got? 6 people have shared that video so far.
Keep going.
Yes. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get there. We have 6 shares. I feel like there's more than 6 people listening right now.
There's gotta be, bro.
Get to Facebook, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Share the video that Mateo and I did to prepare people for the share-a-thon. See, you share that. And
do
then,
it.
You know, and coming up Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Good stuff for you.
That's what you want.
Sweet.
Yesterday, we had 2 guys in the studio.
2 of the funniest gentlemen in the universe.
They were in a band called The Royal Royal.
Still are.
They still are.
Nate?
We don't know. We haven't spoken with him today. We don't know what happened.
Nathan and Gabe, they are brothers, and they make up The Royal Royal.
But we found out that it was Nate.
Yeah, Nate has a side project.
Yes.
And I believe this one was written for his bride.
Ooh.
Yes. Jazzy.
That's cool.
She's an Aussie. He's got a great project called Alexander Fairchild. I was jamming it yesterday, and it is good.
Yeah, you were.
If you're
were,
a fan
man.
Of The Royal Royal, just his vocal stylings. Yeah.
I found your
I
foot.
Like his. Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
I like his voice. So tell us what you think, though. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Is it a keeper? I don't know.
Jealous.
This is from Alexander Fairchild, Volume 1. Song's called War. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Why not?
Cause?
Yes.
Static. Alexander Fairchild. Song is called War. From his Alexander Fairchild Volume 1 CD.
You need to go, you need to find that CD.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Jamie said CD.
CD.
Jamie Hayes?
Jamie Hayes.
Oh, Jamie Hayes.
He's coming to visit me soon.
He is coming to visit.
Not you, just me. No, just I'm kidding. What? He's coming to visit
He's
us.
He's actually going
to
be special guest teaching at a local church here.
Yeah.
Jamie, former drummer from Waverly, went off to rock drums for Dismas for a while, went to the Czech Republic, did a lot of mission work back in the States.
Back in the States.
He's going to be in Albuquerque, New Mexico at the end of May.
Yes.
Doing a special guest teaching.
Going to share about his journeys.
Yeah, talk a little bit about the book of James.
Yeah, his namesake.
I just realized that.
Interesting.
There we go. We'll talk more about that coming up.
Thebe says he likes this a lot.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy. TJ says, with great poop comes great responsibility. And that's very true. Mm-hmm. I want to discuss the dynamics of poop.
Yeah.
Because I'm TJ, and I've got nothing else to think about in that creepster van riding around between Moriarty and Santa Fe. Pedro and Valerie say, my heart is so saddened for artists. Please, someone tell him singing is not his thing, Barry. You guys should go listen to the Royal Royal and see what... See
tell
about
us what
that.
You think about that.
John Stamos says, have mercy. Have mercy. Oh, man. Full House was a good show. I love the vibe. The vocals are growing on me. Maybe if he climbed out of the tin can, we could hear him dig. Thank you for the John Stamos writing a Velociraptor picture.
That's pretty important.
Thank you, Patty Dickinson. Oh, my gosh. Matt Baca put up, good, this song is not Barry You Must.
Barry You Must.
But it's like Yoda Hulk.
It's Yoda Hulk, which would be awesome. And horrible at the same time.
Yeah.
Matt Bonner says, must be a big bathroom this guy's singing in to get such sweet reverb. Dig it, yo. That's, I like that joke.
Alexander Fairchild, it's Nate from the Royal Royal, his solo project.
Those dudes are hilarious. Podcast, the interview we did with them yesterday during Team Also Morning Party.
Now, speaking of dudes that were here recently. These guys were here for Easter, threw down at Sunrise Service.
They just played those drums.
And they have new music. New music that's not released yet. New music that I'm wondering if I'm supposed to be playing. But they gave it to me, so I'm playing it anyways.
Here it comes.
Brand new music from For King and Country. The song is called Fix My Eyes. Tell us what you think. Dig it, Barry, at facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. King and Country, Fix My Eyes. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Shall we see?
Good. Yeah.
Don't make me sing.
I was a fan of that. All right.
No, yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah.
Hey. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for listening.
TJ said, I feel like leaving Thebes in charge of my absence was a poor choice. You win this round, good sir. To clarify, I'm more dynamic than just poop. He likes pee also. Like this song, I can be clean and good too.
Nicely done, TJ. Way to redeem yourself.
Joel the Nanny says, love these guys. This was probably my favorite song they did at Sunrise Service. Dig times 10.
All right.
Michael Harvey says, dig, gotta love those songs with clapping sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan says, I was about to say the OOO thing was dead, but for King and Country, can't stay mad at you. You know, we back when Waverly was together, we were writing songs, and our A&R guy at Flickr, we were writing songs for our second record, and he said, guys, WOOs are out. Wolos are out. And we were like, I think our A&R guy's crazy. I think he's crazy. Wolos haven't been out since music started.
Yeah.
Flying Skyler says, dig, dig, dig. I loved it live. Can't wait for the next time in October when they come back. Patty Dickinson says, Jesus likes it, dig. And put up an incredible picture of Jesus riding a Velociraptor. So many Velociraptor pictures. Ryan says, for King and Country, use dig. And it was a critical hit. And Bill Peterson put up, Sesame Street, Cookie Monster, one of these things is not like the other video. Go to our Facebook and participate, guys. We love hearing what you have to say.
Yeah. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. And speaking of one of these things being not like the other, this is our final track of the day. We're ending it on a culture shock.
This is a culture shock.
Now, this band hails from across the pond.
Across the pond.
A band that has been getting some attention.
Lots of attention.
Yeah.
Lots of attention.
And we'll say it, we're both fans of this band.
Yeah, the thing about this band is the album has explicit lyrics, so you can't just jam it in front of your kids.
Yeah, man.
Lots of songs that are great songs.
Because the themes throughout the entire record, pretty great.
But we can't play them.
Right.
And we know over in across the pond, over in Britain and the UK, vulgarity in language is not really a thing.
Yeah, words have a wholly different meaning there.
Yeah, check it out. It's a cultural thing. But these guys, they're called the 1975. Huge right now. All the other guys in House Heroes can't stand them. Colin liked them okay, and I liked them. So anytime I play the album in the van, I instantly, hey, Matt, is this the same song, or have you listened to four songs from the 1975?
But I love Angels and Airwaves, same thing. Once you know your signature sound, 30 Seconds to Mars, you're just going to nail that song over and over and over.
It's true.
And I feel like 1975, they found their sound, and they really shined to me at the iTunes Festival live. They were fantastic.
Now, definitely an 80s vibe on this track. And I want to talk a little bit about the lyrics. It's kind of a layered song. It's called Robbers. Obviously, it's about some people. Well, surface level, it's about some people caught up in a lot of stuff they don't need to be in.
Yeah.
And we talked about how that can apply to culture shock, because how often do we get caught up in like a sinful behavior,
right,
an addiction, a habit, what have you, and you just, you know, you get so into it, it just becomes habitual, it becomes part of your life, and you can't even see the negative anymore because you're so wrapped up in it. We see this in everything in daily life.
Yeah.
And especially in ourselves. And that's kind of what's going on. Now, then we saw another commentary on the song that was talking about how it's a song about a poisonous relationship.
Right. And that's what it's a male and a female. They're robbers, kind of Bonnie and Clyde style.
Yeah.
And you can tell one of them their heart isn't in it anymore. They're kind of coming around, realizing that this isn't right, but loves the other person so much that it's like, okay, one more time. I'm going to do this one more time for you. We'll put the masks back on one more time. And as we were going through the lyrics and listening to the song yesterday, gosh, it was pretty incredible. Looking at it, I'll give you one more time. We'll give you one more fight. Said one more line. Because I know you. And then it gets to the culmination, the climax of the song, if you will. And it says, well, now that you've got your gun, it's much harder now. The police have come. Now I'll shoot him if that's what you ask. But if you just take off your mask, you'll find out everything's gone wrong.
Yeah.
And it's when you get to that
point.
Absolutely. When you realize that what you're caught up in is not really where you want to be in any way, shape, or form. But you've been wearing this mask for so long.
You've become what you hate.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can't get out.
So
how much is that the daily struggle?
Right.
With sin.
Yeah.
How much? And so think about this song maybe from that perspective, or listen to it and see where, you know.
And tell us what you think about it.
Yeah, tell us what you think. Send us an email, studio@mycetticradio.com. Maybe you hate the fact that we're about to play the 1975 song on the station. You're more than, you know, you have the freedom to tell us.
Yeah, tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. If there's a song that has lyrical content that means something to you, that stirs your soul, that really speaks to you, tell us. We love adding new culture shocks. We got some great suggestions the last few weeks. You can suggest one yourself. studio@mystaticradio.com. That is our email address.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new to the Static Airwaves. It's the 1975. Those guitar tones. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. The 1975 culture shock song called Robbers. Tell us what you think. I don't know if it's just these headphones, but that is some serious guitar tone, and it is tasty.
Jeff said, are they speaking Russian? Did I have a stroke? I can't understand a word they're saying, but I like the groove.
That's what most people say about the 1975. From across the pond, thick accent.
Yeah, Allison digs it, Alicia digs it. That's the thing, most British bands, when they sing, you can't tell.
Right.
Not that guy.
Yeah.
That guy's like, well.
Yeah, he's going for it. He is going for it. You know, those guys from across the pond.
Oh,
some good ones.
Tony says, dig it so much. Thank you guys for being bold enough to play this music and for the position you take with the entire Culture Shock collection. Amazing.
Thanks,
hey,
Tony.
Like you, Tony.
We like you when you like us.
Yeah.
Let's take a phone call.
Okay.
Static.
Hey, guys. It's Joel the Nanny.
Hey.
What's up, Joel the Nanny?
So, I was going to comment on Facebook, but I'm driving, so I don't think I should do that.
Well, that's good. That's good.
But I did dig that song.
That's good.
Cool.
We like it, too.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that band, but yeah, I do like them.
There you go. I think you would dig them if you like that
guitar
tone. Yeah,
I'll check them out.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So, all right. Thanks, Joelle.
All right. Welcome, guys. guys. Have a good day.
You too. Joel the Danny.
And if language offends you, I believe there's an edited version of that album.
Of the Floating album. Yeah. Not that song doesn't have language, but.
No.
They're like Mumford.
Yeah.
They throw down like deep jams, and then all of a sudden you're like, whoa!
Well, but then I think
a
few of the guys in Mumford are actually believers.
Yeah.
These guys, nah.
Yeah.
No.
It's interesting when you look at art, when you look at culture, like we do at Static Radio, and you take songs like that and are able to dissect the lyrics, just constant themes of regret or being trapped in something that you can't get out of. I remember one time Carolina Liar was coming through town, and we had a chance to hang out with them, me and Joey Belleville, and talk to those guys, because they have a song that we play in Culture Shock, Show Me What I'm Looking For, and it's like a cry out to God. Not believers at all, and it was like, well, what was the purpose of choosing that then, you know? And why do you say God? I mean, you're crying out to God, this, you know, being you don't believe in. And it's like, well, if there really is a God, I'd hope that he would be able to hear me. And so when you're stuck in that place, where do you turn? If all you believe in is yourself, then what do you have, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's those moments where you do falter, where you do fall down and realize that you are... Just like everybody else, we're all sinners. We all fall short of the glory of God. Scripture reminds us of that, which is the purpose of Jesus. That's why he came to this earth.
Yeah.
If you believe in that, if you believe in Static Radio, like Tony said, if you believe in the way that we show the world Jesus through art, through music, and you want us to be able to do some rad things, like, I don't know, continue broadcasting.
Oh, dude.
Support us.
Check this out, too. We found out yesterday from the guys in the Royal.
Yeah.
It's so hard for me to say that.
Royal.
One of the guys' wives is Aussie.
Yeah.
And they told us about a station in Australia that does this, does what Static does. But check this out. It's flipped. They're more of a general market station, and then they sprinkle in really good Christian songs.
Yeah.
Because, the Christian movement in Australia is so small comparatively.
Yeah. That there's not a whole lot of music for them to...
Right.
Yeah.
So what they do is they find incredible Christian music, like good, not just, you know, run-of-the-mill, K-Love, Air One, whatever. Whatever. But they don't, you know, they sprinkle... It's like the opposite of here.
Yeah.
We're so much a quote-unquote Christian culture. There's a church on every corner.
Right.
That we, in turn, sprinkle in general market music to try to make the body think a little bit.
Yeah.
And I guess both stations, they get positive response and negative response.
It was interesting.
It's a cool thing.
Basically, it's not opposite of what we're doing, because they're believers as well.
Yeah.
They just are able to sprinkle in solid Christian music mixed in with general market. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's funny.
That's an interesting commentary.
It really is. So tell us what you think about the song and how you feel about Static Radio. If you love us, consider supporting us. $30 a month, that's what we're asking. It makes you a Klingon here. And for 30 bucks a month, that's only a dollar a day to you, but it means the world to us to have monthly sponsors month in and month out that help us with our translators, that help us just continue broadcasting, because we do have operational costs that exceed $370,000 a year. So we're going to have our operations manager on mañana, talking to him, of course, about it during the Share-a-thon. So if you would like to lend your support, details, mystaticradio.com.
Mm.
On the way, a culture shock from Capital Cities. Right now it's Sun Culture. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Come on in. On Static Radio.
Where does the time go?
It leaves us.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
It flees from us.
Steve-O, Mateo. Dude, we already got a person called Lisa just called in.
Yep.
Said, hey, wait. How do I sign up to be a Klingon? I want to donate 30 bucks a month. My daughter and I love you. We listen every day. So I got her info. If you want to preemptively strike.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
I'm going to pass this off to our operators. They'll be here starting at 6 a.m. sharp. Phone lines will be open. I want to surprise them, because usually 6 o'clock hour, they're like, so do you guys have people who listen to you on the 6 o'clock hour? And we go, yeah.
Duh.
Jerks.
Dummy heads.
Of course we do.
Don't
obviously.
Just quit making me call you a dummy head.
Tomorrow is going to be a huge 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
At least that's my hope.
It's going to be the best 6 o'clock hour in the world.
It's going to be the best Static Radio fundraiser we've ever had.
Aren't we going to have a special guest?
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Isn't her name Claire?
Oh, yeah. That's tomorrow. Mm. That's in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm really excited. We got a lot of special guests for our share-a-thon. Maybe you, hey, you're a listener. You support us with your ears day in and day out. We love to hear your story. You can email us, studio@mystaticradio.com. We got a lot of great listener stories. And let yours be heard. Tell us why you love Static, why you listen daily. If you love us enough to support us, that'd be cool too.
Yeah, it would.
$30 a month. It's a dollar a day, basically. Unless it's February, in which case you're going to have to pull out an extra like nickel a day.
A nickel
Maybe
a day.
Maybe a dime. Maybe a dime.
How about a pickle for a nickel?
What?
That's from the Little Rascals. It's okay. I want to talk about something real quick.
I want to hear about it.
Because we're going to have to go soon.
We are. This is our final break of the day.
We might as well...
end on a high note.
Yeah, we'll end on a high note. On a creepy note. A creepy high note.
Always good.
C sharp. An annual... No, not that. A surveillance video shows in Ohio, Ontario.
Okay.
So Canada.
Canada.
A Canadian woman taking a toy duck off of a 14-month-old's grave.
Oh, my gosh.
Which had been placed there by his parents just a few hours earlier. For nearly 2 years, someone has been stealing mementos from the little boy's grave, but police have been unable to identify the person.
Oh, my gosh.
On Saturday, they finally got a clear image of the woman and posted it to Facebook. According to the police, some identified the woman as 54-year-old Frida K. Shade. She turned herself in. She told police that the reason she took the toy was to keep it safe by placing it on top of a garbage can. Because she saw an aggressive dog digging up flowers at the cemetery. She's been charged with petty theft and is scheduled to appear in court next month.
What?
I wonder if it's been her that's been taking that kid's toys off his grave. Well, not his toys. The toys meant as
so
mementos.
So sad!
I know, that's such a creepy, weird... Why would you do that? Why would you talk about this on a show? You know, like, let's talk about that. Let's talk about why anybody would talk about this story on a show. Why would you do it, Steve-O?
Hey, look, phone call.
Hey!
Static!
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Help us, save us. Get us through this.
Help.
Hey, I just wanted you guys to help me, actually. I want to be a Static supporter.
Oh, you do?
Part of that is I'm in the market for buying a house, and if we get the house that we're looking at, we'll be saving a substantial amount of money each month, so we'd be able to support. So if you could put out some prayers for us, that would be awesome.
There you go. Yeah. So prayers that you get a house, and then in turn, save some cash, and spend that cash on Static Radio because you love it.
Amen.
I love it.
Amen.
I like that. That's good. That's good. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, dude.
Yep.
All right.
Bye.
So there you go. Pray he gets a house.
We have cool supporters.
We really do. We're really excited. We have more monthly supporters than we've ever had. We're still short of our goal for just standard operating costs of Static Radio. It costs about $370,000 a year to operate the ministry.
We're $363,000 short. We got this.
I know.
We got this.
We have about 170 monthly supporters right now, which is great. We need 1,000 to cover the operation costs. But you know what? This share-a-thon, we're going for 100 new Klingons. Because if we can get 100 and then chip away and chip away, that's what we want to do. So it'd be incredible to double, triple, quadruple that goal. But our goal is 100 new monthly supporters. If you're inclined, if you want to be one of those, you don't have to wait until tomorrow. You can support us right now at mystaticradio.com.
Yeah.
Fill it out.
Ooh.
Tell us what you think.
And here's the thing. We know it's not easy nowadays to give to ministries. And it's really not even popular anymore.
Nope.
It used to be, I know in the 90s, like, church was cool.
Yeah.
Not so much anymore.
Not so much. But now it's like, but we're tax deductible. You can save some money on your taxes.
And here's the thing, guys. It really amounts to not buying a new t-shirt and a cup of coffee a month.
Right.
Seriously.
Or just a t-shirt if you're going to, like, Urban. Those things are like $40.
That's really all it comes down to.
It's ridiculous.
Can you deny yourself a t-shirt a month and support a radio station that's trying to do cool things out in this world instead?
Man.
Just think about it.
Phone lines are jammed right now. I feel like we need to answer these. Static.
What up, dudes?
Hurricane Shane!
So, I might be doing a one of the biggest TV shows in North America coming up here.
What?
In a month or two.
Is it Friends?
And
And it's a worldwide stage, and I was wondering if it'd be okay if I mentioned you guys.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
See, so there's
we're
that.
We're gonna make you like, a T-shirt,
like on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally okay. It's even better if you want to have us on your worldwide TV show.
I'll be on your show.
We can't swing it,
yeah,
but
I can't swing it.
We got a face for radio. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make one last thing. I mean, you guys, dude, you guys are such good-hearted people that are really about it for the right reasons behind the scenes. And I mean, I don't want it to sound cheap or anything, but, you know, I care about you guys. I love you guys because you guys, your heart's in the right place. It's really not all about ego or vanity. It's about getting hope out to people that just don't have any. It's about giving people a voice that may otherwise not have it. And you guys do that every single day. You do it in a fun, non-profane, loving manner. It means a lot to me. And, you know, and I know it means a lot to a lot of people. So just keep doing what you're doing. And I'm hoping a lot of people are going to open up their checkbooks and step up for you guys coming up here. And, and if in any way I can be, you know, of help to you guys in that regard, I'm definitely going to do it.
You just did. Time. Thank you, buddy.
You just did.
You know, I love you guys, man. God
love
bless
you, too, Shane.
Love you.
Hurricane Shane. Love him.
Because here's the thing.
He's
you
better
got
than a normal hurricane.
You got the music.
Yeah.
You got Mitch, you got Celeste, you got Doug the intern.
You got Dan.
You got everybody.
You got Shock 2. Therapy 0, Live.
Shock Therapy Live, Theology Thursday.
Yeah.
So much stuff. But really, this is your station.
Absolutely.
You're really the star here. I don't mean other than, you know, the Lord. Well, I feel like I've got to say that if somebody's going to be like, excuse me, hang on, I've got to type my dissertation.
Well, you know, we were talking with Daniel, our operations manager, yesterday, and it really is your station. If you care about it, support it, because if you don't care about it, if you don't care if it goes away, then just keep doing what you're doing if you're not supporting. And chances are it could, because there are different translators throughout the state of New Mexico, and operating costs for those aren't cheap.
No, not at all.
The cities like Las Cruces, where we get a lot of support, those translators are going to stay around a lot longer than, say, other cities where we're not getting a whole lot of support. Mm-hmm. So, Albuquerque, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love your support. And if you're listening on the app or online from around the world, we'd love to hear from you as well. You can do so at mystaticradio.com.
Yes.
$30 a month. Buck a day.
You're going to be hearing more about this for the next 3 days than you probably would ever want to hear in your life.
Yeah.
So the best way to make us shut up about it is just to donate and become a Klingon.
Help us hit our goal.
Help us, man. Come on,
It'd
man.
Be incredible.
Just
tomorrow,
think about it.
Big shows. We've got a share-a-thon kicking off. We've got members of Red, Disciple coming in studio. I know Spoken's coming in to hang out with us as well. We got Claire.
Claire's
a lot
come
of people.
By. Oh, my goodness.
Esalen coming by today to hang out. I mean, we got guests for days, and your chance to help support this ministry. We've got tickets. Mm-hmm. Toby Mac Skillet, Lecrae. We've got tickets for Red, Disciple, Spoken as well. So they're very, very cool things in various ways that you can support and in turn get a rad gift.
Totally.
So we got your stuff.
Totes, man. We want you to be a part of it.
You got our back. We want to get yours.
Yeah.
So all the details at mystaticradio.com while you're there. Download the podcast for Team Awesome Morning Party. It will be up momentarily.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Gosh, I guess that's it for us.
That is. Tomorrow.
We're going to go rest our voices.
We begin.
Yeah, we can't talk for the rest of the day. Tomorrow we're after it.
It's a good thing I learned sign language. Check this out.
I would love to.
Cool.
Absolutely. Like right after?
Yes.
I'm starving. Yeah, that works for me too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. All right. We'll see you guys again mañana. MyStaticRadio.com details on our share-a-thon. It kicks off tomorrow. Maybe you have a crafty way you can get involved. Tell us.
Do it.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.